Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
This time another week of N4G Radio. Back in the house, second episode of 2010, and for the first time in 2010, we got all four of these dudes in the hizzle.
Yes! Oh. None of us are special guests anymore.
No special guests, except if you count the iPhones.
Yeah,
you
know, there's three of them.
75%
yeah.
iPhone-infested podcast.
Penetration.
Wow.
Penetration.
That's what they call it.
That's an interesting word right there.
75% penetration in this room.
Hello, ladies.
I bet he doesn't have an iPhone.
No, I bet he doesn't.
No freaking way.
That's what I said.
But, no, he's got that phone from Verizon, what, the Storm 2 or whatever?
The Storm 2? What?
You don't talk much there.
No, not really.
No, he's got that new phone.
The Droid?
The Nexus One.
I don't know what that is.
It was announced, like, this week.
What?
What?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Oh, my God.
No, sir.
I think you're wrong, but we have with us GambusCon.
Greetings, program.
I thought you were going to say probes for a minute there.
No.
Kind of creeped me out.
Yeah.
First time in the house in a while.
Yeah.
Killer Wolverine.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, hey.
Who are you?
Hey, what?
What?
Huh? Where am I?
Who?
I'm lost.
We have the Wombat.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
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 Alright, we got some fondling to do, some news and some questions, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
I gotta remember everything I played this week, even though I spent most of the time playing one single game.
You also gotta remember to make that new 2010 thread question thread.
Oh, you gotta remember to do reviews.
I can't, technically, at this moment.
He's lying.
His computer died.
Yeah.
Well, there's reasons for that, and we won't go into them.
Porn.
Yeah, well, okay, he just did. So.
Yeah, he just went into them.
I don't care.
Now, your iPhone doesn't have virus protection.
Yeah.
So don't use that as, you know, a means.
Right. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have Gambus, you want to do some fondling? Obviously, it wasn't anything reviewable.
Yes.
Oh, funny.
That was quite funny. Well, I guess I'll just get it over with. This week I...
See, but I have cramps, so I don't qualify for that.
You know, he won't need a paper list anymore.
Oh, he didn't need a paper list before.
He's got his iPhone list.
Yeah, whatever.
I played some iPhone games.
Oh, good.
Yeah, fun for the whole family. I downloaded a free game called Adventure, which is a Atari 2600 game.
You bought a fucking iPhone to play an Atari 2600 game?
It was free. And I'll
you didn't buy it to play that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
need to stop hating on the iPhone, pal.
Eat me.
Thing is, I got one thing to say. Atari 2600 games do not age well.
No, they do not. That is the truth.
I don't know if they're Alaskan King, but they feel huge.
Also played a demo called Glow Hockey, which is basically air hockey, but it's like neon. It's all glow. And it's okay. The physics don't seem really there. They just seem kind of... it's got a kind of a janky physics program, in my opinion, because when you it seems like there's no decrease in momentum of the puck whenever you shoot it. It almost seems like it's like a consistent speed. So it was okay. It looks cool. I like the way it looks. So I played Glow Hockey. And, okay, and here's the other three games that I actually really enjoyed playing. I played Geo Defense, which is a
tire defense game.
Tower. It's not a
tower. I played a tire defense game.
It's a tower.
Geo Defense.
A tower defense game with bright neon lights. I actually downloaded the demo of this because I checked out the review that our correspondent Kat
correspondent.
That's fancy.
Yeah.
Now live to our correspondent
Catastrophe from ztgamedomain.com. She reviewed it and gave it a really high score, so I decided to play the demo of it. And
and
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. As a matter of fact, I like it better than Field Runners.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Because Field Runners, you know, is another iPhone game that I actually downloaded for the PSP, and I actually enjoyed it. But I actually like Geo Defense even more. It's probably one of my favorite tower defense games, actually. And another game that I played that I really enjoyed was a game called Light Bike. And it's kind of like
Light Bike, Light Bike. Oh no, that's Light Bright.
That's Light Bright.
So,
but Light Bike is basically a video game ripoff of Tron's Light Cycle. You're familiar with the movie with the light cycles. This is like it looks straight up like Tron, even though I do not think it's licensed. It's not officially.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so Light Bike might only get a very limited run on the iTunes App Store.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Or get cracked down on.
Yeah, and even the bikes themselves look identical to the Tron designs.
This isn't true, is it?
So, I have to say this though: the graphics look fantastic, and it looks pretty sweet, and I played it. It's actually pretty fun too, even though it's simple. I've come to the conclusion that if you keep an iPhone game simple, it's all good.
Agreed.
He's not going to know anything about that.
Yeah,
but so. I gotta say, I called that.
Yeah, but it's only in the first.
I know. It's beautiful.
Wow.
We're talking about the football playoff scores.
It's not a football podcast.
Sorry. I'm just amazed that it's already 21-0 Baltimore over the Patriots. Sorry.
Yeah.
In the first quarter. That's, wow. All right,
you serious?
I am serious.
But the
beat their ass.
Yeah.
The last iPhone game that I played was Xenonia.
Oh, it's a great game.
Yeah. It is awesome.
Zelda Link to the Past, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a hybrid of Zelda and the game called Landstalker from the Sega Genesis.
Landstalker! That funky stalker!
It kind of reminds me of like a hybrid of Landstalker and Zelda. And it's got a strong RPG narrative. It actually has like a 5-6 minute long narrative before you even get to play the game. It's got an extensive story, and graphics are awesome.
Yeah,
they pop off the
screen. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, and it's got consistent music, and it's really cool. The only problem I see with the game is the inherent problem of a really long epic game being on an iPhone. Is that, you know, in order to play a game like Xenonia, you'll probably want to spend at least a half hour playing it at one time.
Does the battery last that long?
It does.
Yeah, a couple times more
than I meant when you're playing a game.
Yeah. Yeah, but it'll last longer than that.
Because PSP doesn't.
I would have to say the battery the battery life of iPhone is maybe equivalent to PSP when you first get the phone.
I think it lasts longer.
Yeah, I think it lasts a little longer. To me, okay. It seems like, at least.
Yeah. Okay, it lasts maybe a little bit longer, but it's kind of like in the same ballpark.
I mean, then again, my only experience was with the fat PSP, the original fat PSP. So.
Yeah.
You need to play Flight Control.
Yeah, Control's fun.
And I'll tell you, a free one that's just fun, it's more of a time waster, is Paper Toss.
Paper Toss?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw that in the store, yeah.
And Radial 50.
Radial 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, here's some games you need to play. You ready? Poppy Jump, which is free, is a lot of fun. Do you like Risk?
Yeah.
You should play a game called Lux Touch. It's also free. It's basically Risk for the iPhone. Wolfenstein 3D on the iPhone is fantastic.
Heard that there's a...
Hero of Sparta is pretty good on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Sparta!
But the game that I like the most is a game called Reign of Swords.
Uh-huh.
It's like a turn-based, grid-based strategy game. It's really good.
Hallelujah.
That sounds awesome.
What the...
Yeah.
What the what?
It's not that expensive. I think it's like $2.99 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So you should, or $1.99 maybe even. So you should buy Reign of Swords. It's a good one.
Sweet.
There's an expansion to it too, I think, but I haven't played that one.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
So far, I've only played free games or demos.
Right.
But some of the real simple games, that's all you need is the demo.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Reign of Swords has a trial, too, so if you want to try it out.
Sweet.
This is so weird. I think I'm actually done being horny.
Well, then, on that note...
Yes, get to actual gaming.
Yeah.
That is actual gaming.
Yeah, I knew you'd be jealous.
Yeah, if Catastrophe was here, she would say that was real.
Shut up, you want to get us killed?
Oh. Okay, on to the 360.
Oh, goody!
Yeah, oh, goody, because, because actually I didn't even power up my DS this week.
Wow! Because he's found a replacement for
it. That is crazy.
But I'll be returning to it though. But
but
because there's a couple games this month that I want for DS, along with the onslaught of 360 games I want to pick up. So yeah, on 360 I played the demo to Dark Void.
Oh, let's talk about Dark Void.
Yeah, let's have a little round table.
Let's have a little round table about Dark Void.
Yeah. Oh, let's do that.
So what'd you think, Zero?
Well, it's your fondling. Why don't you start?
Okay. This game, how should I say it? It's mediocre.
It's like the Rocketeer if his mom would have dropped him on the head when he was a baby. I'm just kidding.
You
it's
know, I actually had really high hopes for this game.
I did too. I think that's why I'm so disappointed.
Yeah. The flight is the strongest part of the game.
It is extremely the strongest part of the game because the on foot stuff is fucking awful.
Yeah, it is. It's jank.
It feels like Gears of War if it was made on the NES.
And the flight stuff isn't even that good. So, I mean,
yeah, the flight exactly the flight. Even the flight is not that good, but it's the best part of the game.
Yeah.
How many times?
And I hate the fact that you lock on to an enemy, and then you got to, like, move the cursor to them to shoot them, but the cursor's like, it's so freaking hard to control.
It just felt janky.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, unplugged.
Hey, everybody got louder.
Hey. This is N4G Unplugged.
Is that me?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, guys.
Everybody got quiet again.
Hey, I'm back.
Welcome back.
But, yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty mediocre, to say the least.
Agreed.
Mediocre.
Glad I didn't actually play it then.
Did you, when you were on foot, did you try to fly while you were inside of the...
Yeah.
And then watch him bounce back and forth like a ping pong ball into the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Because I figured you could, like, hover while you were in the ground combat. Yeah, it didn't really work.
Yeah. And once again, to touch on the our conversation from last week,
Nolan North.
Nolan North, the primary voice actor again.
Yeah.
And it makes the lead character incredibly generic.
Wow, what a waste. The poor children.
I think Nolan North's a fantastic voice actor, but he is way overexposed. And I was saying before the show that it doesn't help that the main character in Dark Void looks like someone handed a fifth grader crayons and told them to draw Nathan Drake from memory.
Yeah.
He's got some vaguely Nathan Drake-esque features to him, and he's got the exact same voice. So all it does is make the character look really generic.
It does. It reminds me of the main character from Shadow Complex.
Yeah, but that game was good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
and
the problem.
And $20.
Yeah, I mean that's
whereas this is going to be a $60 yeah. full price game.
That's the thing too, is because I mean, at least I know I do, and I assume most people do too. One of the strongest things that I connect to about a character is the voice. And so if you're going to have the same voice as Nathan Drake, and your character is going to even slightly resemble him, like with shorter brown hair and kind of a, you know, rugged features, if you want to put it that way, then that's the first person I'm going to think of, and it's going to make your character just look really generic. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I was really disappointed in a lot of things about that demo.
And what makes me mad about this is that it's a Capcom game, and Capcom has been doing all this stupid outsourcing for a number of years now, where they're like, oh, we'll just be a publisher, you know, and we'll just let someone else make a game, and just trousing their name through the mud. I mean, Capcom used to mean quality. I mean, every time you'd get a Capcom game, you'd be like, you know, it'd be a game that you want to buy, you know. That's how it always was until a few years ago, you know, when they started, well, okay, maybe during when they made that really crappy Final Fight game that was outsourced.
Yeah.
But
that hasn't been the case lately. I will totally disagree with you on that with Resident Evil 5, Dead Rising, Lost Planet.
Street Fighter 4.
I mean, Capcom still means something.
Yeah,
they've been fantastic this generation. I think that's why it makes this game stand out as terrible, even worse.
But
I shouldn't say terrible.
I even like Bionic Commando.
I was going to mention Bionic Commando, not because it's a bad game, because actually I think it's a decent game, but I don't think that Bionic Commando is on the level of quality that the Capcom name implies. And Dark Void is even significantly worse.
Well, there's always going to be a swing and a miss. So.
Yeah.
And while you might not like it, other people might.
I mean, it should be mentioned that we're playing the demo. We're judging this off the demo.
Yeah.
So you never know. The full game might come out, and maybe the demo part's just the weakest part of the game. But I don't think it helps either that it started. It seemed like the demo kind of started. At a considerable point, not a considerable point into the game, but far enough into the game that some exposition had already happened, because I have no idea why the one dude's dressed like a tribal islander.
Yeah.
And that, like, it.
Then he has a jetpack, and it's super technology.
Yeah, I don't really understand what's going on. But you know what I do like? I like how the, I like parts of the presentation. Like, I like how the main screen looks like a TV show, like it would be the beginning of a TV show, and then they do everything based on episodes or whatever. I think that's a really cool idea, but it's unfortunate that the game kind of sucks all around it. I shouldn't say sucks, once again. It's not that great all around it. Mediocre all around it.
I also think that it's unfortunate that the composer, Bear McCready, I think is his name, he did the music for Battlestar Galactica and Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles, both of which I'm a big-time fan of.
Really?
Yes. But,
Soul's my horn ready yet?
He's a fantastic music composer and writer, but it just seemed like the stuff that he was doing, at least in the demo, just kind of felt like it was by the numbers. So, I don't know what was up with that. And it's also unfortunate that he has to make his video game premiere with this game. So I just hope that he can do a soundtrack in another game that actually is going to be better received than what this game will probably be.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Because I think this demo is really going to damage the sales of this game.
Yeah.
Of what it could have been.
I wasn't going to buy it, but after playing the demo, I took it off my GameFly list. Because
you know what's bad if you take it off your GameFly list.
No, that's right. Because you won't get it anyway.
Yeah,
because
I'm not going to get it anyway. Yeah, no doubt.
They'll send you that one.
Considering I had Assassin's Creed 2, Forza 3, something else, and Tekken 6 on my list, at the very bottom of my list, and they sent me Tekken.
Yeah.
I took it off my list, and somebody Maze 13 asked me, said, man, you don't even think it's a rental? It's probably a rental later, but not this part of the year. I mean, I've got Mass Effect coming out on the 26th, and I'm not going to care about anything. So why do I want to rent Dark Void to let it sit there and not play it?
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
I hope it's better because I'm reviewing it, so... I hope the full version's better than the demo.
Yeah. I played a little bit more of Mass Effect. I need to play more of Mass Effect, and I will be playing more of Mass Effect this week. Because I must beat that game before the second one comes out, and I'm really looking forward to the second one.
How do you know you haven't beat the first one?
I know, but I read the newest article in Play Magazine. I know, which is not the best magazine to read an article about.
You're like the Play Defense Force. Like, nobody even said anything yet.
Yeah.
I know it's not the best.
It's not the best magazine to read about a Western developed game because, you know, pretty much everybody at, you know, Play Magazine is all about the Japanese games.
Tentacle porn?
Oh, crap.
Yep, the nice thing about Play...
Don't even go there.
The nice thing about Play, which is
even
the same...
kind of true.
Which is the same thing that I actually like about the new direction Game Informer took, is that you've got a lot of full-page big pictures, like big screenshots and stuff in Play, which is nice.
Yeah, Play has fantastic pictures.
Yeah.
They just pop off the page.
Right.
You know?
A lot of things popping out on you today.
Oh, God.
I'd give Play an 11 out of 10.
So would Dave Halverson.
Yeah. I'd give it 11.5 out of 10.
Snap. But,
all right.
And the one last other game that I played was...
Monkeys in Space.
Dun-dun-dun! It was...
Somebody text you to tell you what game it was?
AT&T text me for some reason.
Oh, gotcha.
They're like, you bought an iPhone.
To tell you to pay your
bucket
bill.
Yeah. Bend over. This bill is going to hurt. But,
you're just breaking everybody's iPhone today.
I just threw mine into the TV stand.
Darksiders.
Nice.
Darksiders. Are we going to have a round table right here?
You guys
right
can.
Now?
I haven't got a chance to play it yet.
We can have a round table because K-Dub got left out on the last one because he hadn't played Dark Void.
Yeah. Yep.
So now we can all talk about Darksiders and
which
make Wombat
sorry
jealous.
Make me jealous.
You three had to play a shitty game.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to play Darksiders. I got to play fucking Dark Void.
Dark shit.
There's a big difference between Dark Void and Darksiders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Darksiders is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right, we're done with the round table.
Hope that was insightful.
Yes.
Well, go ahead, Gambus. It's your fondling, so you get to start.
I didn't know if we were going to do rest of fondling and then come back to it like we usually do.
No, we did
You're
Dark
cold.
Void in the middle. Let's
right,
do this one
right.
now.
Wow, we're changing the game.
Changing it up. Flipping a script.
We're changing the game.
All right, if I have to start this conversation, I'll say this. If Bayonetta is the next generation of action games, Darksiders is the next generation of adventure games. They're both, in my opinion, probably just as good high-quality titles, which makes the very beginning of the year, the first week of January, just start with a bang. You know what I'm saying? I mean, two fantastic games
bang.
Coming out the first week of the year.
Same day.
Same day.
Within the first 5 days of the year.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's I think that this month, January, is going to be the strongest January ever in gaming.
There ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
for sure.
You've already had Bayonetta, which is considered by some as like one of the greatest action games to come along since Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
And now you have Darksiders, which, I'm sorry, I've seen some criticism of the game.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it
me
has,
too.
It
me
has
too.
Screen tearing, yes.
Yeah.
Hoop-de-dam-do. It's annoying, but it doesn't change the game. If this game had a Nintendo logo on it, it would be the next Zelda with blood.
Pretty much.
It's that well done. It's got excellent pacing.
Uh-huh.
Excellent dungeons. Great progression. I mean, the game does just about everything right.
Yeah.
And it has one thing Nintendo games don't have. An interesting story.
Well, I'm digging the story. I like the story.
Yeah. I love the voice work.
Yeah.
Especially when War talks to Samael.
Yeah.
Those are like my favorite conversations between the characters.
Uh-huh.
And I love Mark Hamill as the Watcher.
I was going to say, is that Mark
That's
Hamill?
That's Mark Hamill.
Because I looked on IMDb, and I tried, and there's obviously no cast in the instruction manual. I'm like, wow,
that's
that
Mark
sounds
Hamill.
Dead on Mark Hamill's.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Joker.
Yeah, without the laugh.
Right. So and I'm like, wait a minute.
A little bit more of a
So
to his voice.
I was going to bring that up, but I forgot, so thank you for reminding me.
All the voice work was great.
Yeah.
I mean, through the whole game, the voice work was great. The only character I didn't like was the guy you fight at the beginning in the city. The big, big
the
guy.
The one that picks up the whole city block and shakes you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You didn't like him?
I didn't like his voice.
The bad guys, they're huge. The bosses are huge, but they're easy. I mean, you got to find the pattern, obviously.
Well, that's the thing about boss battles in these games.
It's not hard to find the pattern. They're so intimidating. You're like, oh, how the hell am I going to do this? And you just start whooping on them. Like, oh, all right. Not
like,
that bad.
Well, it's the Zelda mentality.
Yeah.
Whatever weapon you get in the dungeon is what you're going to use to beat the boss.
Yeah, just use the environment.
Two weapons that I have right now.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to use.
Well, that's why I kind of figured I'd use the one primary weapon throughout the whole game.
No. That's not the way these games work.
Well,
every boss, whatever weapon you get in that dungeon, that's what you will use
there's
to fight the
boss.
There's
only three total weapons that you can get.
No,
I
there's
know
a
there's,
lot
I know
more
there's
than
gear
that.
You can get with the blade, that's considered gear, but three actual weapons. You got the Chaos Eater, the Scythe, and whatever the third one is. I don't know.
No, there's more weapons than that.
There's only three slots. Where do the other ones go?
They're in your secondary inventory.
So then they're gear.
They're still weapons. Well,
they're still weapons.
I'm sorry, but a gun is not gear.
Oh, you get a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See? Spoiler alert!
That's like saying it's a spoiler alert that he rides a horse, even though it's on the cover.
Fuck, you ruined it! And I like this game that it makes you think.
The puzzles are great.
Oh, yeah.
And not only the puzzles, but just you going into battle, okay, you tried one thing, you got your ass whooped, then you got to start playing around with what you want gear-wise, weapon-wise, and all that stuff. You can't just go in thinking that I'm going to, you know, be fine with, you know, just your typical pushing the X button and hacking away.
Oh, yeah.
You got to think about it, your what gear you're going to use, like your, I don't know, I'm trying to think of all the terminology here, because, God, there's just so much to do.
Yeah, I like the throwing blade, where you throw
the cross blade, which is basically the boomerang from Zelda.
And then if you're getting your ass whooped a lot, there's, I assigned it to the, I don't know, it's Stone Skin?
Yeah.
There's just so much.
I haven't gotten that yet.
You will use every button on the controller.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
you'll use like five of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Which
gets
a little weird, but
it gets a little strenuous, and it's just...
Yeah.
The only thing that I wish the game did better was the dodging.
I was just going to say...
Yeah.
That I told him on Wednesday that I have two beefs with the game. The screen tearing completely... It's screen tearing, yeah. It's not a big deal, but it's just more annoying than anything.
It almost takes me out of the game.
And
almost.
But eventually, you'll get used to it and you won't notice it as much.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about it again, and like, oh, there it is. So eventually, you get used to it. It's inexcusable, rather. But whatever, it's not a big issue. But then it was the blocking and the dodging.
Yeah, the blocking and the dodging are not my favorite.
Now, I understand why they had to do it, because this game cannot use a fixed camera like, you know,
God of War.
And, but I don't know. I didn't like it. It's one of the things I actually despise about the game is not the blocking so much, but when you're blocking and you want to, you know, you somehow accidentally hit maybe the up button or the left analog stick, you're dodging or dashing rather. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it.
I just love how like every half hour you're getting something new.
And you know, it's one of those games too that you have to find stuff, and that's what that's what I'm doing. I'm exploring the area.
It's totally Zelda because every boss you beat, you get another life thing, another heart container.
Yeah, but they're skulls.
Yeah, and there's also things you can collect to build your wrath meter and your health meter, which are pieces of heart that eventually fill a heart container.
And the wrath meter.
Yeah, which is basically, you know, you build it up, and you collect four pieces of that, and you get another wrath bar.
If you want to flame me, I never played Zelda, I don't care. But if this is the way Zelda plays, then I'll play Zelda.
Are you kidding me? I never knew that about you. You've never played Zelda?
Never.
Yeah, he started talking about this game. He's like, is this how you do this? I'm like, dude, it's just like Zelda.
I've never played Zelda. And
what? Like none of them?
Really? None of them. I mean, I remember
I
one...
I thought I knew
I
you,
remember,
man.
Wow. The only time I remember seeing Zelda was when I was little, and we were over at my mom's friend's house. She had an NES, and she was playing Zelda. That's it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you to do something right now, but I'm not going to straight out say it. I'm going to speak in code. Are you ready? You need to go home and download something that rhymes with Memulator. And
play
you need to...
Link to the past.
You need to download this thing called a... It rhymes with mom for Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past, and then you need to download another meme you made or later.
Or let's go legit
and download a game called Legend of Zelda: The Ocarina of Time.
Let's just stay legit. Get on WiiWare and download them.
Oh, they on WiiWare?
Virtual Console.
There you go.
Yep, right.
Virtual Console.
I was gonna say after there playing this because I was talking to you and I'm like, what's the Zelda elements? Because I don't see it.
It's because you've never played it. There's literally four main dungeons in this game, plus the fifth dungeon, which, when you guys get to the fifth dungeon, all I can say is get a snack. It's about 2 hours long.
Jeez.
I tell you, it's not... Since I didn't know the Zelda elements and all that, you guys are compared to Zelda.
Wow.
There's just a... When I first played it, and now that I know what the Zelda elements are, but before that, it just took so many elements of so many other different games that I was thinking about. It's like a hybrid game.
I just honestly can't. I'm sorry. I hate to keep harping on this. I can't imagine a life without Zelda. Like I can't.
Me neither.
I can't imagine having never played a Zelda game.
This was the first time since Twilight Princess that I was like, I feel that Zelda coming in.
Did
you
not feel other games too?
I felt a little God of War from
the presentation. The art design, it looks like God of War.
Well, the presentation is mainly God of War.
And the music.
I almost
felt like it was the soundtrack from God of War.
Because,
it took the elements,
obviously, with the three different... It's not orbs, they're souls, but you have the three different like you do in God of War. And then when you're roaming around the city, at first glance, when I first put it in, running through the city... With all the, you know, screaming people. Or it kind of reminded me of either a prototype or the Hulk. When you're just running through the city.
Yeah, city beginning, but the rest of the game...
Yeah,
totally
and
hot.
Then the rest of it is like, okay, no. But...
The rest of the game... I mean, the game feels like Zelda on a mature level. I mean, exactly like Zelda on a mature level. Even when you, like, lock onto people, it goes into the widescreen.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it does that.
Where it...
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. The Z-targeting.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know that was
so a I was like, yeah, that's a Zelda thing.
Yeah, that's a Zelda thing.
And
it's the bind...
So named because you use the Z trigger to...
Right.
Yeah.
On the 64.
Right. Is the upgrade, the buying the upgrades, is
there's
that
no
Zelda?
Upgrades in Zelda.
Okay.
You don't upgrade anything in Zelda. What I like about Darksiders is your weapons upgrade based on how much you use them.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, but you really got to use them a lot.
Yeah.
So that's like God of War as well.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah.
But
God of War, you can upgrade them, yeah. Yeah,
but
you have to spend it.
And not to spoil anything about the game, but it has a Wind Waker Nintendo backtracking quest at the end of the game.
Really?
Thankfully, thanks to the serpent holes, which are the transitions between the different areas, that makes it a lot easier.
When I first used one of these, have you used one yet?
What's that?
Serpent holes?
Yes.
It's really interesting. It's not your typical fast travel, because usually if you fast travel, you have your loading screen. You actually go to, like, another, I guess,
it's like
dimension almost?
Dimension, like it's
and you
blue.
Climb up the stairs.
And the stairs build in front of you as you're moving.
It's kind of like a temporary limbo area.
So if the screen tearing takes you out of the game, I think the fast travel puts you back in it. Because, yeah. I mean, that I've never seen fast travel like you know, that actually well, has you travel.
Well, fast yeah. travel, I think, started in, I know it's been in other games, but yeah. prevalently, like Castlevania Symphony of the Night had fast travel in it.
Where you actually fast travel.
Yeah, where you actually yeah. instantaneously went from okay. one map area of the map to the other.
Nice.
But, yeah, this game is fantastic. Cool. And why do you think of the art design?
I like some of the characters. Some of them I'm not too keen on. No. But I love the levels. I love how yeah. every single area feels different. You guys haven't yeah. played some of the later ones.
Well, I'm in the forest right now.
That's nothing.
Where it's like green. It's like greenery all over.
Yeah, I mean, literally, there. Like I said, there are four main dungeons. And then the last fifth dungeon. And then there's like three other areas. So, I mean, it's a big game. It took me 14 hours to beat it.
Wow.
It's going to take me longer.
Yeah, I think it's going to take me a little bit longer.
It's going to take me longer.
I don't know how much exploring you've actually done, but
I've done quite a bit.
I try to go through and find
all
the...
Well, here's the thing is it's got that Nintendo mentality. You'll see shit in levels that you can't touch until you get a later weapon.
Yes. I was wondering, do you go
Batman?
Back?
Yeah.
Do you go back? And
you can go anytime you want.
After you beat the game, can you go back?
You'll know when the end of the game is there.
Yeah.
And when you're doing that fetch quest, that's the best time to look for stuff. I have a save file right before I picked up the last piece.
I noticed like this it almost looks like an ice
yeah.
thing.
That's a weapon you'll get later.
Okay. I figured I would go back and do all that, but no, I am having fun going around looking for stuff, just hacking away.
Some of the puzzles in the last dungeon had me like pulling my hair out.
Oh, great.
Because
there's a lot of mechanical things.
There's something that you get in the last dungeon that harkens back to another little game that I love so much that I won't talk about.
No, that's not fair.
Let's just say you could put something on the wall and come out a different wall.
Oh, snap.
Really?
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And if you think that's going to change some puzzles...
Wow.
And by the last dungeon, there were puzzles that implemented everything you'd learned.
Because
you guys haven't even got to the slowing down time thing yet, have you?
No.
Spoiler alert!
No. I don't think the powers are spoiler alerts. They're in the fucking instruction manual.
Oh, I don't read the instruction manual. Wow, no. I'm not even, I don't think I'm close to that.
Yeah, trust me, there's a lot of shit you'll learn.
You know, another thing that I don't like... after I did it the first time is that stupid Shadow Realm shit. I don't like it. I don't like being on a time limit. I don't like it.
Yeah. To me, that's the weak part of the game, is those trials where you go in this big room.
Now, at first, like I was telling Ken, I thought it was training. Like, when you first did it, it was like a training to get all your moves straight.
Yeah.
It might still be a training to get all your moves straight, but at this point, you know what you're doing. I don't like it. But it's not, it doesn't break the game. It's an element I don't like. I know I have to do it, but I'll do it.
You gotta do it twice.
Well, I'm on the second time.
Oh, you're on the second time?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the underwater city with those weird fish.
Oh, that's a beautiful looking area.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's not the best looking game, but that level is pretty fantastic.
I mean, yeah, it's not the best looking, but considering how open ended the whole game is, if you take all into consideration. I think the art direction and the graphics are... I love it.
They're superb. Not the best, but they're far, far, far from the worst.
Yeah, I like just the look the world has, you know.
And I like how it's... You can get the sense of it's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, but at the same time...
Gray,
it's
all but then you go...
It's kind of beautiful at the same time. It's not an ugly post-apocalyptic.
No, because, I mean, it's been... God, what do you say in the...
200 years.
It's been a long time since.
Yeah.
Been a long time since I destroyed the world.
And I like the story. I like how he's...
It's very interesting how it ends.
It's very interesting how it begins.
And it sets up great for a sequel.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
Because the game is basically a whodunit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the apocalypse started early, you know... War, you know, was on the scene.
Well, the balance was
he's
broken
been
because
framed.
He's been framed because he was framed of breaking the balance between heaven and hell. And
yeah,
he broke. The
unfortunately,
seventh
seal. We're caught in the middle because we're kind of the middle ground between both sides. So, what happened?
Yeah,
happened?
Well, I can tell you what happened.
No, you won't ruin this for me. I don't. I will play this. So, I will beat it.
So the game is like. I mean, the story is like a really, really compelling mystery. And which is, you know, much different than a lot of other games of this type, you know, where there's, like, really no mystery to it. You know, you just go, you just fight the evil power.
Yeah, and
you know?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of generic at first. I was kind of worried that it was, because it's another fallen from grace, you know. Is it mythological? Is this... Is,
dude, heaven and hell is not mythological.
No, I mean, but story-wise. with the four horsemen.
No, that's biblical.
Biblical.
Biblical, I'm sorry, yeah. Okay. Another fallen from grace, you know, anti-hero or whatever.
Yeah.
But then it's more than that. When you get progress, you find out it's much more than... Yeah. You actually feel for him. Like, oh, that motherfucker was Frey.
Yeah, it'd make a cool movie.
Yeah, but Hollywood would ruin it.
Yeah, it'd probably actually make a better comic book or
it
animated.
Was written as a comic book. It was written by a guy that used to write, what was it?
Battle Chasers?
He did Battle Chasers, but he actually wrote for another really big comic. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, because he did Battle Chasers. I think his name's Joe something.
Well, what was funny is he wrote...
Mad something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
they call
yeah.
it Joe Mad, but I don't know what the...
Joe Mad, yeah.
I don't know what his how to pronounce his last name.
He actually wrote this story and was supposed to be a video game ages ago called Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Really?
And then...
I think I remember that title.
Yeah, and then the game got canned, and then it got picked up again, and he did this one. So...
Well, thank God it came to fruition, because this is an awesome game.
It is. It's really good. Even though there's parts of the game that I don't like.
Well, yeah.
But, and also, sometimes the controls kind of get a little bit too much in the way. Like, you have to press, like, four or five buttons at the same time, which kind of got on my nerves.
If you're kind of like the casual, like, whatever below casual gamer is, you're going to have a tough time with all the controllers. Because you have to use every button.
I don't know. I'd say this game is pretty much a straight-up hardcore gamer game.
No, I'm not hardcore by any means, and I'm having a blast.
Well, I mean,
I'm sure it's a lot easier on easy.
Oh, it's not hard. I'm just saying you have to use every button, and that can get a little...
But on easy, you probably wouldn't have to.
Well,
you won't have to lock on. You don't have to block. You won't have to dodge.
You don't have to really lock on.
Oh, you will.
I'm playing it on normal right now.
It's not...
It's not a challenging game, I mean, as far as the combat goes. There are certain enemies that when you run into them, you'll be like, oh, fuck.
Well, I say that with any big thing coming my way. I'm like,
well,
oh,
some of them are tough. Some of them are just... There's a guy that you fight towards the end. He's kind of a regular enemy. But man, fuck that guy. Every time I saw him pop up, I'm like, fuck.
Well, I'm just saying it might be a little complex for the...
Average gamer.
Well, not even average.
I can tell you the puzzles will make
modern,
you pull your
modern
hair out.
Average.
Moderately. Okay, we'll go with that. Because, like I said, there's not too many games out there use every single button.
And then on top of that, when you hold
when
a
you
button,
hold buttons,
the buttons,
buttons
have
buttons,
different
yeah.
meanings.
Yeah, so not every game does that, but it does it well for using every single button.
Yeah, I think so. It's got a very strong Zelda-esque meets... You know, it has some God of War elements in the actual combat.
I'll tell you, I was stuck for at least a half hour on one part that really got me frustrated.
I had to punch Boogeyman in the chest when I see him again, because he was like in the area where you first get the crossblade, and he's like, "How do you light the torches?" I'm like,
"Wow,
the last time
really?
You played Zelda, dude, you throw the boomerang on the lit torch and then you target the other torch and you know that's you carry the flame from one to the other."
It even tells you that when you first get the blade.
Like, come on, Boogeyman!
Now, see, I was stuck around that part with the rotating bridge.
Oh yeah, that part was fun.
No, that part pissed me the hell off because you have your bomb, that needs fire to explode.
Uh huh.
Oh, yeah. You got stuck on the chain reaction, didn't you?
Yeah, because
hey,
you know that
I did too. I did too. Don't
I'm like. Come
and
on.
I had the idea.
Come on.
I had the idea of what to do, but I'm like, no, that doesn't work because all I knew at the time was that it could hold fire and carry it down, and I didn't put that the explosion equals fire, and I didn't put the pieces together. I had them, I just didn't glue them together. So I'm like, oh, motherfucker, how do I do this? So eventually, I went with the idea.
I was actually kind of stuck on that as well. So don't
like
feel,
I said, though.
Don't feel so bad.
Oh, I feel bad because I had the pieces. I just didn't paste them together.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
that's the only part that really made me angry.
Dude, you ain't got anywhere yet.
So far.
You ain't got nowhere. Even instead of that last dungeon when you got to start moving beams of light into different places.
Yay.
You got to love those puzzles.
I predict this game will probably take me at least 20 hours to beat.
Yeah.
At least 20.
I beat it in 14.
Because I'm already 5.5 in.
Yeah, I'm about
and
4 hours in.
I'm probably maybe 1/7 through the game from what I understand.
I like how you don't die when you accidentally you miss
when
a
you
job.
Fall off a ledge. Yeah,
which
you just lose a little health.
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that would suck if you completely
It's very
died.
Generous with checkpoints, too.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
And just a little hint, if you get stuck on a boss, just die. It'll fill your health up 3 bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It helps, trust me.
But another thing that I was actually pretty surprised about the game was that one part where you transition from the beginning area to the castle where it turns into Panzer Dragoon.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Well, it changes up a lot once you get the travel device that I spoke of earlier.
But yeah, I was really surprised when you're riding the Griffin.
Yeah.
And you're flying through the air.
Spoiler alert!
That is straight up Panzer Dragoon. Yeah. And I was like, wow. You know, this is an awesome stage in this game, you know? And you didn't really know anything about it. It's like, it just happens, you know?
Well, people who haven't played it know about it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, that's not exactly pivotal.
It's not pivotal. What happens in the first few hours of the game?
The time traveling device that you speak of may be pivotal.
I never said anything about time travel.
Or whatever you said. I don't know what you just
time
said.
Time manipulation or slowdown.
I don't know what you said something.
Can you name me a video game in the last 6 months that hasn't had slowdown time functionality?
Red Faction.
I think it did.
What?
Pretty sure. You had a gun that you could shoot.
I don't think it did.
Yeah, well, it should have.
Assassin's Creed 2 doesn't have no time manipulation.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But,
going back in time.
Oh, wow.
Going to go back in time. But I guess my main point is this game is bloody fantastic.
And it's not gory for the sake of being gory.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's pretty gory though.
It could have been over the top.
Oh,
decapitating some of those demons is pretty gory.
Yeah, but they don't have much blood though.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like
still.
You cut their head off, and it's like a little.
Yeah,
little
but then the people will be like, "Don't have no blood."
Yeah.
They took the blood out of Ninja Guy. Don't have no blood. Oh. He's not squirting fountains.
But yeah, all I gotta say this is, some of the websites they've given this game like a mediocre rating. Dude, whoever wrote those reviews, I mean...
I understand that people don't like the game. Yeah. My biggest beef is that if this had a Nintendo label on it, people would praise it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And it upsets me because the game has great pacing. Even if I didn't like these kind of games, this game has excellent pacing. It has great story. I mean, it's just... It's a fantastic game.
The first time I saw those little demons laying on the ground that you can just pick up and...
Smash?
Yeah. When the ones with the top of the head missing. Did anyone think Constantine?
No.
Really? That didn't look like the.
I've only seen that movie one time at the theater.
I just saw the demons look like the ones in Constantine with the heads missing. And all right, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought Constantine.
I haven't played it, so I'll tell you.
All right, be on my side.
Right. Well, now that you've said it, it's more obvious.
They'll
see him and
he'll
be like, "What's kind of Constantine?"
Because it looked dead. Whatever. I thought it was.
Maybe they do. I just didn't pay. I was like, "This is so Darksiders," which is another thing that I will give this game huge credit for. There is a ton of enemy types.
Yeah,
it's not like the same three enemies recycled over and over and over again. I mean, it's like every level you're running into two or three new enemies.
But some of them mimic the other ones. Like there's the big bulbousy one that you know explodes. There's
which my wife called the Boomer.
Yes, which
it's dead
on the Boomer pretty much, but it's got different flavors.
Yeah, but trust me, there is a ton of different enemies.
Oh, no, I know.
A ton.
I know. I've run into quite a few so far.
And there'll be a few that every time you see them come up, you're just like, oh, man.
I tell you, well, I already do that right now. The big rock guy with the flame fist or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a pain in the ass.
He kicks my ass. And blocking, sometimes you might as well not even try to. I mean, can you upgrade your blocking?
No.
Then why have it? Because right now I think it's more of a hindrance than anything.
You haven't done the challenge where you have to counter?
No.
Countering works wonders.
With the big guys, with the big old flame fist, that still works?
Some of them.
Because sometimes, when I'm blocking with the big, you know, against the guy with the big flame fist, he don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck if I'm blocking.
He just smacks the shit out of me, and I go flying across the screen with all my health taken down.
Yeah, it's amazing how much health some of those guys take off when they
hit you. Yeah, no.
You'll see a whole bar go down, and you're like, fuck.
You're like, how am I going to do this? I got to, because then you really have to rethink your strategy of just going in and hacking at them.
Yeah. Got to be smart.
Yeah, you actually do have to think about how to defeat certain
And for
enemies.
The achievement hunters, if you play on easy, beating the game on easy is only worth 10 points.
Yeah.
On normal, it's worth 100.
Do you get it when you beat normal?
Yeah, you get it when you beat normal. Of course, Apocalyptic's worth 100, too.
Yeah. Which,
I've heard
you know,
that's pretty hard.
It'll probably be hard, but it might be doable.
Might be.
Because it's not exactly, like I said, the hardest game. It's got its elements where it's frustrating, but...
I think I died 10 times total.
So far, I've died 3.
Yeah, so I think by the end of the game, I died 10 times.
And, you know, the 3 times that I died was this damn Shadow Realm mission. The one that I'm stuck on, which I talked to you about earlier this... late last week. A couple days ago.
Awesome game.
Yes, it is. Yep. It's a blast.
All right, so does that wrap up your fondling, Amos?
Yeah.
Go buy it. Don't wait for dumb gameplay to send it. Go buy it.
It's definitely a purchase.
Are you going to play it this week? Are you going to play your copy this week?
Or
could I maybe borrow it
for a week? No, I'll be reviewing Army of Two, so if you want to borrow it for a week, that's fine.
That would be perfect.
But you'll buy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, future fondling Gambus?
Mass Effect and more Darksiders.
Awesome. So we move on to the Killer Wolverine.
I can't think of anything else that I played.
We played Borderlands for four hours last night.
And actually, I do have to... say, I'm sorry for Maze 13, because I said I was going to be online playing a Halo ODST with him on Friday, but issues came up, so that's my bad. I will make it up, I promise. I am so sorry. I felt so bad.
Couldn't help but notice we made eye contact.
Wow. But, yeah, so I do a big apology to him. I am so sorry. And I'm not laughing at that.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to say my sorries. Yeah, so I'm sorry, dude. I will make it up. I promise.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thing is, I also had one more other fondling, or two other fondlings. Modern Warfare 2, Halo ODST, played with Atlas One.
Altus.
Okay, Altus One. Big shout out to him. And Blood is the Life.
Okay.
The thing is,
what the fuck is that? Name?
That was the dude's name.
Blood is the life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it was fun.
And you know the sad thing about that is it was Wednesday, and. I saw him jump online. I'm like, hey, we should play something. Yeah.
What?
And I was going on, you know, hey, we should play Borderlands and Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
We play, and then we say, hey, let's have Altus come into Modern Warfare. So we played a little bit of Modern Warfare. Then we went to Halo, and then my headset just died. I thought it was the batteries because I have the wireless, Turtle Beach headset. I thought it was the batteries. Took me, what? A half hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah,
I had to go get batteries.
I was guarding your body from enemy.
Thank you.
From enemies.
Because I appreciate that. Because I left it on because I didn't know. Because when I hit the start menu and to back out, it just said leave game. So I'm like, eh. Well, not leave game. It said end game.
Yeah.
And
that was a terrible game.
What, end game?
End game?
Well,
it was end war. I'm sorry.
Tom Clancy, end war.
If I something told me that if I hit end game, everyone would be backed out, and they were working on the 200,000 point achievement, so I just left my system on.
Oh, so you didn't even earn that? You just got
no, I didn't back out. I can't back out.
Of course,
I was.
You earned.
I found.
Don't shoot an enemy through an entire round.
That's how I did because I was away from my system.
See, he's just achievement farming on you.
No, that's not really it. I had to go. It took me about 35 minutes to get batteries. Got the batteries, put them in. Didn't work. Don't be the headset. It was the headset.
Nice.
So I had to go get it Friday, so I couldn't have played with Maze anyway.
So it was broke?
Yeah, it was defective.
Nice.
Yeah, so I had to get a new...
Yeah, I saw you guys online playing. I was hiding because I wanted to finish Darksiders.
Nice. So sorry to Altus about that and Gambus Khan, and again, to Maze. I can't apologize to Maze enough, but so... But thank you for earning me those two achievements while I was away. I appreciate that. And which brings me to good old Kenny boy over there.
I couldn't help but notice we made eye contact.
Right. Six achievements in Borderlands?
Yeah, I got him six achievements in Borderlands. Nice. He was like my little gimp friend.
Yeah. All Palomira. I did was he went around shooting people. I went around picking up the money and stuff.
Nice.
Because I couldn't do damage because the last time we played, I actually leveled up to where I can actually kill enemies.
Mm-hmm.
He since then played by himself or whatever with someone. I don't know if he played.
No, I played by myself.
And he leveled up again, and I didn't play it. So I was level 19 going into a level
26 or 27.
So I did no damage. And when I get shot, I would die. Nice. So I'm like, I'll just stay back here and collect loot. So he leveled me up quite a bit and got me some achievements. So.
I finally hit level 30.
Sweet.
It's a fun game, but when you're 7-8 levels below the person you're playing with, you're just fodder. I don't know how many times I died. It had to have been in the 30s.
Yeah, you just have to stay out of the way, pretty much.
Even when I stayed out of the way, I ended up getting shot.
Yeah.
So, but I still like the Borderlands.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic game.
Yeah.
Ain't no rest for the wicked.
Indeed. Nope. I actually heard that song on the radio.
Nice. So no, what level are you now?
24?
I don't know, dude.
24?
I know that the last thing I wanted to do before we quit was I wanted to hit 30.
Yeah, I think I'm 24.
And I just hit 30.
I'm still level 20, so I haven't played it. No.
I'm still level 25.
See, that's the difference, though, is if I hopped into your game, I would just have to stand there, because everything I shot would die.
Yeah.
Right.
And you'd get, no experience from it.
Right.
Yeah, and then that one level,
Old Haven.
Old Haven.
That's an XP farm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I leveled 4 or 5 times in there.
Nice.
I mean, died.
The guys in there are all 28s, 29s, and they're all, elite.
Jeez.
So, I mean, it's an XP
Does
farm.
Does it keep track of how much money you spent respawning?
I don't know.
Because it should. I want to see how much money I spent. It's a lot. Especially in that one playthrough yesterday. But, yeah, it's fun. I think that's it. I don't...
That's all to be.
Oh, I tried the demo for Mad Hazard, Bloodbath, and Beyond.
It's a great name for a game.
It is, but...
See, he didn't play Zelda, and Bloodbath and Beyond is identical to Contra, and he's like, I don't like it.
No, I just...
Dude, it is Contra.
I know it's Contra.
No, Gambus is over there like, eh.
Thing is, though, to me, it feels more like... crap.
It feels like crap?
No.
No. You ever held it in your hands?
No.
Squishy.
Ew.
Metal Slug.
Which is exactly like Contra.
Not necessarily. You
left to right, shoot enemies.
No, you got...
With a shit ton of enemies.
Dude, fucking Mad Hazard, Bloodbath and Beyond has a spread gun.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, it's a different pacing.
What?
The Metal Slug has a slower, more
pace
methodical
than
pace than Contra.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit, and on top of that, you got the barrier walls where you come upon a wall and you have to blow up the wall before you go forward.
I'm sorry, you're being really, really meticulous about the difference between the two. It felt super Contra to me.
Yeah, it was.
It felt like a funny Contra.
When I was done playing it, it's like, this is Contra. I should like it more, but
like
I don't.
Like if Weird Al did Contra, it would be Mad Hazard, Bloodbath, and Beyond.
I want to try it more, but I can't really right now.
I laugh my ass off when I'm playing it, because every time you shoot a guy, he's like, you just like the ragdoll physics.
Is it Will Arnett back with the voice?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Oh. I didn't sound.
I'm sorry, Will Arnett doesn't really mean a whole lot to me.
I like Will Arnett.
That's fine, but...
he's cool.
You know what he should be?
Again.
Should be Nolan North playing Mad Hazard.
No.
Why not? He does everything else.
Should be.
I was in another game just like this. It's called Shadow Complex, which is like Contra Metroid.
Yep. Yeah, I guess that's it. I don't know. We'll roll with that. Well, that's it.
Booty time.
Okay.
Future?
Darksiders and Army of Two, 40th day.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're looking forward to that one, too.
Whoa.
We go on to the Wombat.
My Fondling's real simple. I played the Dark Void demo, which we already discussed, and the rest of the week I spent playing Assassin's Creed 2.
Awesome game.
So it's a fantastic game. I love upgrading everything, and I love the optional assassination missions, and I even got two achievements that I thought would be very hard.
I saw those. The sand in the face,
yeah,
and the long spear.
And the spear, yeah. The spear one was actually a lot easier than I thought. There was one mission, you know, the beat-up events or whatever,
yeah,
where you have to go beat up some woman's cheating husband or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, did you do the one where the guy's got the big spear?
No.
Okay, one of the guys that you beat up is like a knight, and he's got a long spear. And I just waited until the beat-up event was over, and he was walking away, and I stabbed him in the back and picked up his spear. Well, five guards saw me kill him and pick up his spear, so they all run over to me. And I just spent maybe 5 minutes just winding up that thing and then letting it go, and it would knock two or three of them down. And then I'd wind it up again and then wait for them to all to close in, and I just let it go, and it knocked all five down, and I got the achievement.
Nice.
So, and then the throw dirt in the face was even easier. I just stabbed a guard, and then four of them came after me, and I just bent down and went, and I got the achievement for it. So, but great game. Really, really fun. Everything the first game should have been.
Yeah.
Although, you know what I do miss about the first game compared to the second game? Is I don't feel like the... I don't feel like there's as much weight behind each assassination.
No, it's like kind of like the jump from one to one.
Yeah, because they're, you know, even though the investigations and stuff got really repetitive in the first game, if you did all the investigations, it really made the actual assassination, feel more, like you were more connected to it. You were more connected to the person that you were killing.
Yeah, and the second one, Ezio just walks up to somebody like, you should kill this guy. I'm going to go take care of him.
Right.
And then he goes and you go kill him.
And even though they were kind of ridiculous in the first game, the little speeches after they're already dead,
yeah,
I miss them in this one. Because now all he gets like one line. The guy's like, you killed me, but it will not stop the plan. And Ezio's like, I will show you grace. Resquiet in pace.
Yeah.
And then they move on, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Whereas in the first one, they'd go on these, like, really long, you don't understand what
it
means. Like, they're...
Yoda death.
Yeah, you hit the little glitch button, and the guy's, like, actually standing up, walking around, talking to you while he's dying. And I kind of miss that, because it really, like, it made each assassination, like, each main assassination, it made it feel more epic. That's the only thing I kind of miss about the first one. Everything else is superior in the second one. So... other than that, I mean, that's it. That's all I played this week.
I need to play that.
Oh, God. I love that game.
I am totally getting into this whole play one game all the way through thing.
Yeah, that's my new mantra lately, is just play a game until it's finished.
Because I have, like, literally in the last 2 months, I have finished four double-digit hour games. All of them
that's
phenomenal. Dragon Age,
yeah.
Assassin's Creed, Bayonetta, and Darksiders.
Yeah, that's pretty
all
impressive.
All double-digit hour games. And it's so much fun to be into that game at
right.
that time and not come back to it and forget what the hell's going on. And
yeah, that's
great.
That's my new mantra lately, has been to try and just pick up one game and beat it, play it till it's beat, and then move on to the next one.
Yep.
I need to do that.
Yeah, you need to beat a lot of games.
Yeah.
But that won't happen. I got to make sure that I've got... if I borrow Darksiders from you and then hopefully eventually get it from Gamefly, I got to make sure that gets beat quick. And then I got to make sure Assassin's Creed gets beat quick too, because Mass Effect trumps both of them. So it'll be the one that I'm playing once it comes out. But Future Fondling is now apparently Darksiders, since you're kind enough to let me borrow it this week. More Assassin's Creed until I finish it. So,
Assassin's Creed.
I think the thing that I like the most about it is like, there's so much stuff to do, like,
oh, yeah,
besides just the normal stuff. It was so hilarious the other day, because, first off, I love the double assassinations where you kill two people at once
yeah,
with the hidden,
like,
blades.
Yeah.
But I hate, I can't believe they actually managed to make an NPC that's more annoying than the beggars from the first game.
The guy with the guitar.
But they have the freaking the minstrels with the lutes. Three of them mobbed me at once the other day, and I just started walking forward and hit the X button. I meant to hit the B button to, like, push him out of the way, and I hit the X button by accident, and he literally just goes, and kills two of the bards at once. And the other one just drops his loot and takes off. Like, fuck this. But and then it gave me the message, if you kill one more civilian, you'll be desynchronized.
Yeah.
So...
Ezio does not kill civilians.
Yeah, Ezio does not kill civilians. And then if you kill enough, then it says, if you kill one more civilian, you'll be desynchronized. But fantastic game. I love it. It's if I'd have played it before the end of last year, it would have been in my top five.
Yep.
So, fantastic game.
Great game.
So, yeah, that wraps it up for me. As far as Future Funneling goes, like I said, just all those. And then I'm waiting on the 26th. So, you know what I might do, actually, in terms of Future Funneling? I may actually buy Mass Effect Galaxy, the iPhone game, because there's some story there about two of the people that you end up with in your party in Mass Effect 2, and I think it's only 99 cents on the App Store right now. So I may pick that up before Mass Effect 2.
Did you see the commercial for Mass Effect where he shoots the GameStop commercial, where he shoots the big dark matter gun and the guys disappear? And the green guy that's with him comes up to him. He's like, "Where do you think they go?" And then it shows a toilet. You hear the guy there. He's like, "I can't swim."
No,
it's hilarious.
I haven't seen that.
That's because it's for GameStop's exclusive armor and gun.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's freaking hilarious.
Gotcha.
I like the GameStop commercials.
They're
anymore.
Funny, especially the bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bunny? I don't think I've seen
the
that.
Bunny,
their mascot
that plays the little 2D game.
Yeah.
Like, especially the one where he falls down the hole and all the coins are there. He's like, holy shit!
That's funny.
Great commercials.
But that wraps it up for
me. There's a countdown on the iPhone for Mass Effect 2.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
There's a countdown for everything. It's probably a countdown for the end of the show.
I don't remember. Did you ever play the first Mass Effect?
Yeah, I have it. I need to go back and beat it soon. I mean, I'll probably end up buying the second one, but not playing it. For
until,
a while.
Yeah.
And it's $2 on the ice.
Oh, it's $2?
$2.
Yeah, that's still not bad.
No.
That's not bad at all.
Especially if you look at it, there's some cool, like, comic book style cutscenes in it, too.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Man. My fondling is pretty much weak now because we already talked about Dark Void and Dark Sector. Or Dark Siders.
Wow, Dark Sector.
There's too many darks going on here.
Dark Sector. Speaking of which, another game with Nolan North as a voice actor. Dark Sector.
But he wasn't the main character.
No, he wasn't.
That was Michael Sector? Rosenbaum.
Yep.
Yeah, who was he in Dark Sector?
I think he was just additional voices in Dark Sector.
Random character number 5.
Soldier number 2. I did play more Trials just because I play that every week. Wow, I think that's it.
Really?
I did play Torchlight for the PC. I downloaded the demo.
How is it?
Excellent.
I've heard.
Sweet.
Excellent game.
I need to buy it.
It's only $20.
Yeah, I know it was only $5 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, on Steam it's only $20, and I downloaded the demo just to see if it would run. Runs great. I mean, obviously I don't have a super video card, so it doesn't run in super high resolution, but that game is awesome. It's really, really good.
I saw the boxed retail version just recently came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, my computer's dead. So... I'll probably be picking up a new PC around tax returns time, so I'm looking forward to playing Torchlight.
Torchlight is a really good game. The other game I am playing for review is Divinity 2, Ego Draconis.
How's that working out for you?
Honestly, I haven't made it much further past than the demo, so I can't say a whole lot about it right now.
I still have yet to play the demo. I downloaded the demo, but I haven't played it yet.
Kicking bunnies and chickens is still fun.
That is fun. That was fun.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to think about the game. I don't think it's horrible, but I don't think it's like, oh my god, I gotta have it kind of game. So, I really don't know much to say about it. Like I said, I've only played it for about an hour. And that's it, I think. This week is all Army of Two. Since I finished Darksiders, it's all Army of Two, 40th Day.
I look forward to playing that.
I'm very excited to play that game.
The 40th Day. Oh, yeah.
TFD.
TFD.
TFD. All right, now that the fondling be over, It's time to do some news we haven't do.
Shut up!
Okay. We're going to do some news because I don't have anything.
Wow, that was scary.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Nolan North. Just like everything else. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Wow, what a waste. The poor children.
Hold on, I gotta pull this up. Apparently, Metroid Prime Trilogy is no longer being shipped.
Really?
It's been discontinued, so if you didn't buy it, you might want to do that now.
Yeah, I gotta
jump on that
ship soon.
Yeah, I need to pick that up.
No more. Apparently, Lionhead will be showing off Fable 3 next month.
Yay! Mm-hmm. Yay!
Sure. Apparently, Rockstar spouses have alleged degrading work conditions at the San Diego studio, including 12-hour workdays and 6-day weeks.
Oh. I thought that was pretty common.
In the video game industry?
Yeah. Don't video game developers have one of the highest divorce rates because the hours are so terrible?
Probably them and, that's suicide rates for dentists, right?
Yeah.
No,
alcoholism rates for dentists.
I thought it was suicide.
It might be
highest.
Both.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
You didn't know dentists had the highest suicide rate? Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because they're dentists.
Because everybody hates visiting them.
Yeah. Nobody likes the dentist. And and in the medical profession, you're considered a joke. Because you're not really a doctor.
Hmm.
You know? So I guess
you're
that might
DDS
be.
You're DDS instead of an AD.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I feel like, nothing me personally, I think dentists are, like, really amazing what they do, but
yeah, I mean,
that's
kind of pivotal to your health anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
I think they do amazing things, but people are, like, really funny about it, so.
I mean,
you're not a real doctor.
Do you go to an MD to fix, you know, a hole in your tooth?
No, but like, you go to an MD to fix everything outside your mouth.
Well, we can go in a long debate about that, but dentists are very useful, so
at least they're one step ahead of chiropractors.
Aw.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods. You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Wow.
Apparently, Left 4 Dead 2 is getting a free Xbox Live weekend this weekend coming up, January 15th. Child's Play breaks records, raises
$1.7
million.
$1.7 million. Big ups to the Penny Arcade guys for that.
Yeah.
Apparently, Heavy Rain has been final dated for February 23rd.
Sweet. Mm.
Which is quoted by the developer, it isn't a game anymore. Which I already knew that was Simon Says, right?
It isn't a game anymore.
But
huh?
I am really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to watching it.
I'm looking forward to not caring about it.
Yeah,
sorry.
So
I'll probably get some heat for that.
So, in other words,
I'm
probably the only one looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with Ryan.
I actually just want to watch it. I think the graphics are great.
I'm surprised.
It's a good thing it's not really a game.
I'm surprised you're not excited for it, Ken. You liked Indigo Prophecy a lot, didn't you?
No.
Oh,
I did.
I thought it was okay.
I like Indigo Prophecy.
Indigo Prophecy, actually, you had to play the game.
I did not like Indigo Prophecy, so I could care less about Heavy Rain.
I like Indigo.
I apologize
Indio
if that hurts anybody's feelings.
I still don't
care
about Heavy Rain. I like Indigo Prophecy, so.
Apparently, Capcom showed off a little bit of Mega Man 10 at CES.
Oh, sweet.
I can't wait for Mega Man 10.
EA has picked up the NBA Jam creator.
Oh.
So maybe we'll see some NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
Not like Midway's going to publish it.
Yeah.
What's up? Bungie hints at a super secret Halo Reach multiplayer mode.
Well, evidently it wasn't super secret.
Okay, Jason.
No, really. I mean, if it's super secret, we wouldn't even know that it was a super secret.
Wow.
I'm
you
moving
just
on.
Made my head explode.
I did my
it's
head.
Like some Dan Brown shit in here.
Atlas is bringing a game called Hexes Force to North America.
Hexes.
It's a PSP game.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
you would say that.
You would think
spiky
cool.
hair and elf ears.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I like.
Some tentacles in there. That'd be good.
Man,
don't even
do.
Nyko is apparently releasing a Wii Remote with integrated Wii Motion Plus support.
Interesting.
That'd be cool.
Good old Nyko. SOCOM Fireteam Bravo 3. Is there anybody really out there that still cares about the SOCOM PSP games?
I never did.
I thought they were terrible.
They must still be selling.
I mean, because I'd rather just play it on the PS3.
Yeah.
They must still be selling.
I guess. They're making a third one.
It
February
probably
16th.
Probably has a very passionate fan base.
Apparently there's a new...
Kind of like tentacle porn.
Tentacle porn, yes. Ubisoft shows off Splinter Cell Conviction's Deniable Ops Hunter mode.
Deniable Ops.
It's deniable. How do we get two pieces of news already? Push this to this stuff. The next Call of Duty is rumored for a November release. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what they said they were going to do, right?
But it draws its inspiration from Apocalypse Now and Platoon.
So that would be Vietnam.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Madden Ultimate Team update is now available, which I downloaded, but I haven't even booted my game up to check it out yet. Apparently, Vigil Games is looking into the screen tearing issue for Darksider, so there might be a patch.
Is it only on the 360 that they're screen tearing?
That's what I hear. I heard the PS3 version's not as bad, but it's still there.
Gotcha.
Bethesda is apparently considering developing a Star Trek RPG.
Interesting.
As if an MMO isn't enough.
Yeah.
Well, of course not. the Microsoft Game Room, which was announced this week at CES. That looks pretty cool. As long as it's free. Which it won't be.
It's not going to be.
It does.
It's Microsoft.
It does look pretty cool. A lot of people are saying, oh, it's their version of Home. No, it looks a lot better than Home.
Well, the fact that they have real arcade games in there instead of rip-offs
is
a big deal.
And that's all it is. It's just an arcade room.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's not even
exactly.
close to Home.
It's not like you're going to the mall and into the square to do some breakdancing.
I breakdance.
And the loading
bubbles
between each level you go into.
Yeah, that sucked.
You have to install it. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Area of Home you have to install.
So I'll
but it still loads.
Yeah, there's still a load between each area.
Stupid Home.
So all the haters of Game Room, that Game Room has already, I'll just say this.
Shut up!
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
said
it.
We'll see what it's like.
Yeah.
I'm withholding judgment until I've actually been in it.
Apparently, GameStop recorded a slight decrease from their record 2008 holiday sales.
Of course.
That's because the Wii wasn't selling as much.
Yep.
Halo Legends DVD and Blu-ray hitting store shelves February 16th.
Oh, yeah. I'll be picking that up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Phoenix Wright.
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix Wright is arriving on WiiWare next week.
Hmm.
I object.
He looks like he's pointing at you to try and
make
you buy it.
I ain't going to buy it. I don't like those games. Apparently, the new firmware update for the PS3 will allow all PS3s to play 3D games and Blu-rays.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Ye fucking haul.
That's pretty cool.
3D is going to be the biggest flop ever. I'm sorry.
You think so?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that,
I don't know.
I heard that about HD about a decade ago.
And guess what? HD's still not standard. You think 3D is going to be? All those people that just went out and bought 1080p TVs, now you have to buy a new one? Oh, and you have to buy the glasses, too. They don't come with the TV.
Maybe they will.
Great. No, they won't. They've already announced it.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Well, the thing is, the glasses are, if they're anything like the ones that I got with Avatar, they'd probably just cost a couple dollars.
Is there anything like
about the paper ones?
The paper ones can suck it.
No.
Seriously, I hate those things.
When I went to see Avatar, they were plastic.
Yeah, but you didn't buy them.
Yeah, I did.
You had to buy the glasses in addition to your movie ticket?
It was $2 more.
What?
How do you
were provided with the ticket.
How can you watch the movie without them?
Where did you go?
It was required.
Where did you go?
So they charge you $2 extra, which is optional, but it's
green.
Required.
Wow. See, Showcase, they have their own glasses.
Okay.
So that I've never heard of that. I can't believe they had to make you buy them. I know they're required to see a 3D movie, obviously.
The price, the actual ticket was like $2 more than any other movie.
It's probably the same with Showcase. So I guess if they jack up the prices a couple bucks, I guess that's what it's for the glass.
That's
I don't know
ridiculous.
If Showcase does that or not. I don't know. Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, just a little. Because it's already like, what, $10 a ticket anyway?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, and another reason 3D will fail. Who in here actually likes to put those damn glasses on while you're watching a movie? Does anybody?
No.
Not really.
No.
And I tell you, it's uncomfortable considering you already wear glasses.
Yeah, if you already wear glasses, it's terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently, Sony is leveraging PSN services for other Sony electronics. So maybe your TV will have a cross-media bar eventually.
No, please.
Don't some of them already have a thing similar to the cross-media bar? Like some of the newer
They might.
Sony
I haven't
TVs.
Seen a newer one, so I don't know. They might. I don't know. Final Fantasy 13 may be the last of this type of game for Square Enix.
Interesting.
Really?
So
it actually might be the Final Fantasy.
It might be.
It won't be.
It won't be. But it might be the last of that type, whatever that means.
Naughty
spiky
Dog.
Spiky-haired protagonists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog is apparently not interested in developing a third-person action title utilizing the PS3 motion controller.
Good.
Good.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hudson reveals some new concept art for a Wii horror title called The Calling.
Hudson still exists?
Yes, yeah. They do.
Now, but wait. It's also a horror title for the Wii.
Yeah.
So think about that.
That's true.
How are you going to be scared of bad graphics?
It's got the little dude from Adventure Island in it.
The screenshots don't even look good.
It's a Wii game.
Yeah, it's just...
I honestly didn't know Hudson was still around.
Yeah,
They just do Bomberman.
The thing is, they've been around in Japan for a long time, and for about the last decade or so, they haven't done anything in the West. Now they're starting to come back to the West,
gotcha.
and they got a... I think they got like a Western publisher, like a sub company that just recently opened up. So there's going to be a lot more Hudson games in the future.
Hudson,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Like the river.
So that, that's
wonder if they'll do.
Sweet.
I wonder if they'll do a next gen Adventure Island.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Speaking of Japanese companies, you might have forgot about. Does anybody remember the company Eureka?
Who?
Eureka? A-R-I-K-A?
Yeah.
You know they're making Xbox Live indie games.
Wow. Are they really?
Talk about a downgrade. I saw one of their games on there the other day. I'm like, holy shit. That's bad.
Ouch.
Apparently Super Street Fighter 4 is going to get new combos and costumes.
Well, that's cool.
Yay.
I'm
excited for Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently the Left 4 Dead 8-bit D-make is now available. So it's the original Left 4 Dead in 8-bit sprites.
Sweet! That sounds awesome.
I love those 8-bit D-make games. Those are awesome to me.
I don't even know what that is. Apparently Zelda is coming in 2010. With a DS successor also. Sony is releasing a This Is It PS3 bundle in Japan with Jackson movie.
Interesting.
Wow.
Apparently Mad Catz is making the first ever arcade stick for the Wii for Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Wow.
So, for the one fighting game for the Wii.
Yeah. Well, then you also have Virtual Console. There's a lot of fighting games on that. Neo Geo.
Mm-hmm. Samurai Showdown on the Virtual Console.
Samurai Slowdown.
I think some of the some of the King of Fighters I think are on the Virtual Console. Yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, who doesn't own a King of Fighters compilation somewhere?
Exactly.
Somewhere.
Nintendo of America said that the Wii sold 3 million units in December.
Wow.
And apparently, New Super Mario Brothers has sold 4 million to date.
Sweet.
Yeah, dude. Wow. New Super Mario Brothers. It's hard to. It's been somewhat hard to find around here. At least it was in December. Like everybody was sold out of it.
The newest games on demand game is Banjo Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, which I think I was the only one in this room that liked.
Played it.
I was gonna say liked.
Well, I played the demo. Yeah. I didn't really.
Apparently, EA Sports is still sticking with Tiger Woods.
Don't know why.
Because he's the most famous golfer in the world still.
It's for different reasons now.
What are they going to do? Is the next one going to be Phil Mickelson 2011?
Well, it's better than, you know...
Ernie Els.
These guys are supposed to be role models. And with his public
He's
life,
a role model for some people.
Well...
Hey, I'm not excusing his actions because I think he's a scumbag. But... or I think he's acted like a scumbag, I should say. But he's still the most famous golfer in the world, so it doesn't really shock me that they're sticking with
him
as their spokesperson.
He's not really a famous golfer. He's just now famous for his actions. I mean, not that his golfing achievements won't be underlooked. He's still a good golfer, but he's a dick. I mean, it shouldn't be any of our business, but
That's what happens in America.
Yeah, you're a celebrity, and whatever you do
will
come out.
Look at Mike Tyson, probably still one of the best boxers ever.
Yeah.
Dude.
Look what happened to him.
Wow.
He's the champ.
I paid for the Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis fight. Don't tell me that Mike Tyson's still a good boxer, because I watched him get the floor, or I watched Lennox Lewis mop the floor with him. And I always personally thought Lennox Lewis was a little overrated. But
I don't know if it's smart with EA sticking with him personally.
There you go. Dragon Age expansion has been confirmed. The Awakening due out March 16th and takes place after the first game.
Yep.
So it's kind
so I'm curious as to where the story will go depending on how you finish the first game. I'm curious as to how that plays into the story.
I don't know, but BioWare is like a machine lately, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just pump it out, man.
Freaking awesome machine.
A freaking awesome machine. Apparently, EA Sports is relaunching NBA Jam on the Wii.
NBA
It may be coming Jam. To XBLA and PSN as well.
That'd be awesome if they released an HD NBA Jam.
Yes.
That would be the bomb. But only if it still has Bill Clinton and George Clinton as playable characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Bill Clinton.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Still looking. Apparently the open mag beta is up, and apparently nobody in this room played it.
It ended today.
Did it?
Yeah. Did it? Really? That quick?
It ended on the 10th. That's
Man.
What I saw.
From what I understand, I don't even know if that's enough time to update it.
I couldn't. Now, I could that's be wrong, right. But that's what, excuse me, Sony's website said.
Sweet.
Well, apparently still nobody in this room played it.
No.
No.
I didn't play it.
Oh, man.
I honestly, the reason I didn't play it is because I read from so many people and actually talked to so many people who said that it took forever to update, and I just never...
Oh, it's not worth it once you wait all that time.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
I didn't want to put the time in to update it, so maybe I'll... I don't know. Maybe if they open it back up again later, I'll play it.
Apparently, Blizzard confirmed a Protoss mini-campaign for StarCraft II, which that's exciting. God, I hope my PC runs that game. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently, the Painkiller developers are trademarking something called Bulletstorm.
Interesting.
Whatever.
I like the name.
Bulletstorm.
Square.
Sounds like Bulletstorm. Sounds like it would be a side-scrolling shooter shmup. Sounds like it would be a shmup.
Yeah. Bullet Hell. It does. Yeah.
Square Enix wants to take root in 2010 and eventually lead the entertainment industry.
Give me a break.
What?
Whatever.
Yeah, kind of like you did with the Spirits Within.
Oh, snap.
Such a great movie.
Thing is,
give me a break.
Thing is, the problem with Spirits Within was...
It sucked?
It did suck, but it had a lot of really good ideas that were just badly implemented.
That's not the only thing wrong with it.
Well, the special effects look really good.
Apparently, EA is shutting down the servers for several sports titles, including Madden 09.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
And for the four people still playing Facebreaker.
Wow. They're shutting down the servers for Facebreaker?
And Fight Night 03, round 3.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
That's a sweet guitar.
That is a badass guitar.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Koopa Troopa guitar. Oh, that just sounds dirty. You can vote for Little Big Planet's Best Level of the Year Sacky Award.
Sacky.
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 Sacky, sacky.
Say that on a regular basis, don't you?
Apparently, Hironobu Sakaguchi and Miss Walker are working on an iPhone game.
Sweet.
Why?
Because why not?
Yeah, why not?
It'll probably be Blue Dragon iPhone.
I mean, if you got a development team of only 13, 15 people, I mean, iPhone would be the way to go. Because the thing is, Mr. Walker, they developed a couple of DS games in Japan that evidently did not sell that well at all. So in other words, I just have a feeling they probably had to let go some of their staff. So now that they probably have a considerably smaller staff to work with than what they did with Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey.
Blue Dragon?
Blue Dragon.
So it makes sense to go to iPhone and do a game. I mean, it's cost efficient, and if you got a small development team, I think it's the way to go.
Whatever.
Even though it might not be the platform to do a game on, I would still say DS is probably... You know, really good platform or the PSP, but iPhone's still pretty sweet. Yeah.
You rock
on. Did you see the new Mac tablet that they're making?
I heard about it.
Holy crap.
Your mom's a Mac tablet.
Sweet.
You know, tablet computing is going to be the next big thing.
I disagree.
Speaking of Macs.
You disagree?
Speaking of Macs, did you hear about the new Big Mac snack wrap?
Dude, that thing looks disgusting.
It looks terrible.
I've never heard of
it. It's a Big Mac and a snack wrap.
Yeah. It looks awful. It looks terrible.
It sounds like it would look awful.
Yeah. It really does.
I might get a Big Mac today, though.
To me, visually, you know, in a pure visual level, I'm thinking a burrito that looks like a turd sticking out of it.
That's pretty much what
it looks like.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Wow.
That's pretty much what it looks like.
I think with two of them, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, two turds sticking out.
Y'all look gross. All right. We're going to move on to questions.
Yay.
What are questions?
Questions, yay.
Where are we at? Oh, we're good.
Well, where are we at?
128.
Oh, that's not bad.
All right.
Still got a half hour left of this shit.
Last week, it was another hour.
Yeah.
Alkaline Voodoo says, I was listening to show 137, and y'all were talking about what podcast to listen to. The podcast is not for the faint of heart. It's called Sick and Wrong. One story was about a guy that cut off the head of another guy and ran around at a boardwalk naked while shaking the freshly cut head at children and other people standing around. It's a really gory podcast. They mainly get stories from the news and stories that people send in. It's kind of like watching Faces of Death, but you can only hear it.
Wow.
On to my question. What are each of you addicted to? You can't say cigarettes or alcohol.
Well, there goes my two. Just kidding.
Food and boobies.
Oh, wow, that sounds like it would be that sounds like it would be an album title.
Food and boobies.
You know what I'm addicted to? Honestly, straight out, what I'm addicted to? Fudge rounds. I love fudge rounds. Little Debbie fudge rounds. I find those things to be some of the most delicious of all time.
I miss fudge rounds.
And Mountain Dew. I'm addicted to Mountain Dew as well.
Yeah, I used to be addicted to Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds.
Snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the green tea frappuccino from Starbucks.
No freaking way!
Wow. How much does that cost you?
$35.
You have to take
Pretty
out a loan?
Much. I usually buy one about every week and a half. As kind of a
That's
treat.
A pretty healthy addiction, then. If you're only buying it every week and a half.
But it's like by the time I'm really adamant when I'm about ready to get it. I'm like, oh, I can't wait until I get this. Oh, I'm like, it's like the beverage that I'm most look forward to. You know.
You don't have to lie to me.
So yeah, the green tea frappuccino from Starbucks. I love it, and it has this really cool green look that's it almost glows. Ah.
Gamus is also a sex addict.
That is also true. Yeah.
Wow, what a waste. Poor children.
Oh my god.
That was what I would refer to as apt use of the soundboard. Yep.
Anyway, K-Dub, besides food and movies?
Oh, besides? Oh.
Don't do that!
Food and boobies. I don't really.
There's a lot of food that I love. Too.
There, I love food.
Yeah. Hello, ladies.
In fact, I need to go eat.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Friggin' hungry.
No! Wait a minute.
No, I'm not gonna. No, there's no way. I don't know.
I'm addicted to Coke, a cola.
I was like, I hope you're gonna clarify that for the listeners.
That's really about the only
don't
thing.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I love Reese cups.
Ooh, Reese cups are good too.
Yes,
they are good. You know what's cool about Reese cups is that because they're just so good, like the chocolate and the peanut butter. And what's awesome is
what a Reese cup is.
Yeah, yeah. What I like to do every once in a while is put them in the freezer.
Yeah, they're good in the freezer.
Dude, yes. I keep my fucking Reese cups in the fridge.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
I like them chilled.
You know, awesome. You know what would make Reese cups a lot better?
What's that?
If they were as good as Kit Kat. But they're not.
Don't you ever go there?
Wow, it's a close one. Shame with me, though. But I think Reese's.
I like them both. I love Kit Kat.
Reese's. There's a reason why it's called the perfect candy.
Because it is the perfect.
That's
candy.
What I call perfect. Your mom too. It's the perfect.
Oh,
candy.
Delicious. Delicious. He also says, "When can I be on the podcast? I have cake. No lie. That depends
the
on
the problem
what
is
kind
how
of
would
cake.
You get the cake to us?
I would want to know
via Skype.
Yeah.
I don't want cake via Skype. But first off, I must know what kind of cake it is.
Yeah. Maybe it's
marble.
Maybe it's
marble.
I need to know. It has to be birthday cake.
Birthday cake?
Birthday cake is the greatest cake ever.
Depends on the kind of birthday cake.
It's got a big flower on it.
It's got to be white
icing flour,
and it's got to have whipped cream or like the yellow whipped icing, not that rich, really sugary icing.
What don't you start with some fucked up cake,
wasabi pea cake?
No. What if it's cheesecake?
Oh,
God, it depends on where it's from.
If I get Oreo cheesecake,
I love cheesecake.
It's like cheesecake with a layer of chocolate on top.
Again,
if you want to get me some
from.
Hershey Sunday pies from Burger
King,
ooh,
those
are
delicious.
Yeah.
Those are can you buy those in a whole pie?
No, I wish you could.
You should.
I
would totally
you could probably buy like 8 of them though,
and
make yourself
put them
a
together.
Whole pie.
Yeah. Look, I already cut it.
Yeah,
Hershey Sunday pie is fantastic.
They are awesome.
He says, "This is not much of a question as it is a comment, but does anyone notice how much Zero says apparently when he reads the news?"
Apparently.
I try to count them. I haven't come up with anything yet because I lose count quick.
That's funny.
Well, apparently he listens too much.
That's funny.
Actually, I never noticed it until
I didn't. No,
I read through
to...
the questions the other day, and I didn't notice that until he actually brought it up.
Yeah, I've never noticed that. I'll have to pay attention next time.
Why don't we just blow my brains out now and save yourself some time?
All right, if you want to. I mean...
All right. Sam in Seattle says, I had a lot of questions a bit ago, but they were mostly just me ranting on and on. Mm. So I'll try to make it shorter. I'm very excited about Peace Walker, although I wish it was on consoles instead of PSP. Mm-hmm. I'm still purchasing it, so why or why not are you excited about it? I think that summed it up right there. It's because it's on the PSP.
Yeah. I'm not excited about it because, as a general rule, I'm not huge on Metal Gear. But, and it's on the PSP.
I love Metal Gear, but being on the PSP just...
It needs that extra stick.
Stick!
And yeah. That's what she said.
Oh. Stick! What stick?
Yeah.
Stick.
Says, so I've actually had 3 weeks off, and although I've actually been quite busy, I've still found time to play a bunch of games. Bioshock, MotorStorm 1 and 2, Warhawk. I finally picked all those up. I also had time to listen to some of your older episodes because I'm weird like that, and I must say, see what I did there? I pulled a Gambus.
Uh-oh.
Regardless of what Wombat says, oh snap.
Uh-oh.
Metal Gear Solid 2 is in fact awesome.
No. I'm sorry. That I got nothing against the Metal Gear games in general. I love the first one. I love the first one. But the story in 2 is just annoying.
Sounds like this email takes a turn.
Says, besides the first 2 hours in which you play as the, quote, gay Raiden, and hate him at first because he's such a fruit compared
wow.
to Snake.
Hmm. Wow.
And then the last 2 hours in which I still don't know what the nuts happened. But overall, MGS2 was awesome, was an awesome game and well worth my time.
Hey, I never hated on the gameplay of MGS2. I think the gameplay is great. I just think the story is terrible. And people that build it up like it's awesome make me sad.
He says, screw the haters. He says, most
nothing
of you,
but love for you, though. Nothing but love.
Most of you mentioned Infamous in your Game of the Year list. How many of you have actually beaten it?
Not me.
I have. Oh, Gambus, we know you ain't
beat
it.
I almost beat it, but I haven't beat it.
We're half beat.
50%
half
beating in here.
One beat.
You'd think Gambus was going to be in the beating category, right?
You'd think, because he's a sex addict.
He is.
One beat dark side, one beat good side.
He says the ending of a game is what,
for the most part... Did
here
you unplug yourself?
I don't think I did.
No, I can hear him.
Oh, you're good.
You need to stop doing that.
I didn't do it!
He said the ending of a game is what, for the most part, determines my overall opinion of the game, at least for single player. If a game has a horrible ending and leaves a bad taste, then I'm not going to have most of the opinion on the game that I previously had before reviewing the ending. Like an Infamous, if you have beaten it, then I'm assuming that, like you, you love the... I'm making sure not to read a spoiler here, just so you know.
Okay.
Like me, you love the ending, which made the game one that I had just thought was great before, but now I think it's really great after beating it. On that note, what are your three favorite game endings ever? Go.
Well, I'm going to say that if I love the game... And the ending sucks. Yeah, it's kind of disappointing, but I still love the game. It doesn't really take that much away from me.
Yeah,
personally.
Same here. Yeah.
I mean,
no,
it's a great
me.
Feeling when the ending is awesome and you're like, oh, shit, that was awesome, as opposed to, oh, shit, that sucks. It's still,
oh, shit, that sucks.
It still is a good game, in my opinion. I mean, look at Army 2, the original. When you,
well,
before the
terrible.
DLC, where you can actually fight the last boss, the ending was horrible, but it's still a great game. So,
oh, I'm trying to think of ending. This is not what games are known for anymore. Our endings.
You know what games? You know what games always? And I know that I'm just a fanboy for this anyway, so it doesn't matter. But the Legacy of Kain games all have great endings.
I think Metal Gear Solid 4 had a great ending, other than that hour-long conversation.
Yeah,
with the exception of Blood Omen 2. But the first Legacy of Kain, the canon ending in the first Legacy of Kain, which, spoiler alert, if you haven't beat a game from 1995 and you haven't heard of any of the rest of the games, you can either choose to sacrifice yourself to rebuild the pillars, or you can choose to basically rule over a destroyed land. The canon ending is ruling over the destroyed land. And the last scene is Kain on a throne with, like, the world burning behind him. It's friggin' awesome.
I'm trying to think of good endings. Like I said, I really like the Metal Gear Solid 4 ending, and because I'm such an uber geek, I love the Force Unleashed ending.
Yeah, that had a good ending. What else? I'm trying to think of what other games had really, really great endings.
Knights of the Old Republic had a great ending.
I was
going
to say
The Dark Side had a great ending.
Yeah, that was a great ending.
The dark side, of the
something,
Force.
Something dark side.
Dark side.
Shut your mouth,
fool.
I can't.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some of my favorite endings.
I know what my absolute favorite ending to a game is. And that
is it. Going to start with Final and end with Fantasy?
Yes, actually.
Imagine that.
Final Fantasy IV is my favorite ending of all time, because it wraps up everybody's storyline, and it was actually a very, at the time, emotional ending.
All right, whatever.
And I thought it had probably some of the best presentation from the... The 8-bit, not the 8-bit, but the 16-bit era. And the ending music was absolutely fantastic. Including an almost direct ripoff of a Star Wars theme. But yeah, Final Fantasy IV, my favorite ending of all time. As a matter of fact, Final Fantasy III, or aka Final Fantasy VI, I actually liked overall as a better game.
I don't make monkeys; I just train them.
But the ending to Final Fantasy VI, I thought was actually disappointing compared to the fourth Final Fantasy game. Even though the final boss in Final Fantasy VI was super epic and amazing.
Mass Effect has a great ending too.
Does it?
I should mention, yeah.
Sweet!
Yeah, it's got a great ending. It's got a great climax, I should say, not just ending, but like the entire like last probably 2 hours is fantastic.
Sweet.
Where is it? Let's hear it.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything because not everybody's beaten it.
Spoiler alert!
Okay.
Gambus is crying.
Speaking of crying.
Uncharted. Both Uncharteds have good endings, too.
Yeah, they do. Even though they're simple.
Yeah.
They have very good endings. Do you have one? Another one? Anybody?
I'll just go with that besides Gambus's. Everyone but Gambus.
Huh?
What? Psychonauts had a good ending.
I'm taking
ending
everyone
too.
Else's
unfortunately,
ending.
Unfortunately, though, Psychonauts has an ending that leaves it open for a sequel that will never happen.
Never, ever.
Watch your back.
Watch your back.
Speaking of crying, Alkaline Voodoo comes back and says, "Hey, I forgot to say something. I was listening to episode 136, and Wombat was having a conversation with Mr. Rogers. And I kept rewinding the sticks conversation. I had tears in my eyes. My face was damn near purple, and I had a girly
what to put in that hole.
And I had a girly
right
voice
here in my pocket
when I was trying to talk. Y'all should do that more often.
See, but I have cramps, so I don't qualify for that.
Yeah, you don't qualify for that for sure.
Next question comes from Snow956, the informer. I don't know.
We got it.
Yeah. Just wanted to know, what does your PSN ID or gamertag mean to you? How did you come up with it, or did you just make it up randomly? They call me Snow White in school.
Is it because you're followed around by seven dwarves?
That's snow in it. They call me, so I decided to put Snow956 for my gamertag. That's just how I got my gamertag. Anyway, thanks for the show. Keep them coming.
Snow White, huh? Awesome.
Gambus, where'd you get your gamertag? I think we've gone over this on the show before, but
yeah, but it's been probably about
30, it's been a long time.
It's been about 30 episodes. Yeah.
What are all these numbers doing on my house?
Okay, back in elementary school, I bought a pair of new shoes that were the new cool in thing, and they were called the Reebok Pumps.
Yes.
And when I bought a pair of those, one of the guys, one of the kids at school was like, "Oh, man, you got a pair of Reebok Pumps. Man, you're awesome, man. Are you going to play basketball? I already know a name for you. Your name be Gamby." So my nickname...
Oh, yeah.
My nickname was Gamby through pretty much through the rest of my school years. Not just elementary, but also into junior high and in high school. And a lot of people didn't even know my name was Jason.
Your name's Jason? Come here, bitch. Stand and deliver.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Shit.
That's my brother's name.
But,
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of that.
But I remember in high school, you know, people would like make alternative names. Like someone called me the
alternative. Like, dude, it's so alternative.
Whoa, it's like Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
But oh,
but someone called me the Great Gambino.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like that. And then I just overheard Gambus Khan and. Gambus Khan, that's like Genghis Khan. Holy cow. I really like that.
I'm the king. King Khan.
Yeah. If I'm not going to be called Jason, if I'm not going to be called by my actual name, Gambus Khan is cool. So
there you go.
It kind of stick with it. And like when I play video games and stuff like that ever since then, I would put that as my my game tag.
Even before I
would go online, and before this podcast, I would put in Gambus Khan in like single player games and stuff like that back in PlayStation and Dreamcast. So it kind of just stuck.
All right, Killer Wolverine.
Wolverine's my favorite character. All time.
And you're a killer?
It was already taken when I signed up for Xbox Live, the original service, so I just thought of a word to put in front of it.
Well, you know,
I'm going to call you Killer Queen.
I'm going to kill you.
Queen!
But, yeah, I think it's so. It's good that your name is Kill Wolverine. It could have been like Wolverine 5728.
Yeah, see, I don't like putting numbers in back of it.
Yeah.
It's too hard to remember, especially with the ones they suggested. I'm like, no, fuck it.
Yeah.
You guys got a wheelbarrow in there, or, you know?
I don't know. Well, I was just
what
random.
Does that have to do with Killer Wolverine?
Anything with wheels.
Who the fuck is Killer Wolverine? Well, mine's... my last name's Wombold, so Wombat follows naturally from that. And then the... and then the RP is my first and middle initial, so that's where Wombat RP comes from.
I stole my name from an old Genesis game. There you go.
And was the game good?
No.
Hey, the one thing I was wondering about, how did it come to be, I don't remember, how did it come to be that we all were using our gamer tags almost exclusively on the show instead of our real names? Do you remember how that came about?
Because everybody was afraid if we say our real names in the real world, somebody will hunt us down and kill us.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when we first started the show, and we expected to be international superstars within weeks.
We didn't want anybody to hunt us down, kill us.
Yeah, like Terminators, you know, that go from house to house. Is your name Jason? Yeah.
I'm looking for Justin Testa.
John Connor.
Have you seen this boy?
Yeah, he went down the street now. He lives five to five houses down.
And now everybody knows our names anyway, yeah. So what's the difference?
I don't know what kind of vibe you think you got off me, but I don't play that way.
Apparently you do.
Excellent, excellent.
All right. Got time for another one before we do the tweets. Comes from Eeyore Kara. It says, hello, crew. First off, love the show. After reading the GT PSP review on ZTGameDomain.com, there you go.
Hey, cheap plug. That's what I like.
I bought the game for my Go, and I would have to say that I agree with you on the lottery-type system for buying cars. It's actually quite fun. Thanks for the great review. Question one, do you think Apple will ever release a console? And should they?
I don't think they should.
I don't think they should. I think that they probably considered it for sure, and it wouldn't shock me if they did.
Yeah, I don't give a damn.
I think they've probably seen what the App Store on the iPhone has done and like how big it's blown up.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they can ignore that. No. So it would not surprise me if they released a game system.
Thing is,
if they partnered with someone to release a game system.
Yeah, that'd probably be their best bet is to actually partner with another manufacturer.
Hmm. But Apple and Nintendo.
I mean, it doesn't have to be an interesting combination.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be a manufacturer that already exists in the gaming marketplace. It could be anybody that makes consumer electronics.
You should partner up with the guys that made the Phantom.
Yeah, no.
It's about as how successful it would be.
But wow. I was having a few weeks ago. I was having a conversation with a Heroic Superman, who co-hosts.
You know him.
To the
he's one of my favorite comic book characters.
Yeah, I know, man. He's a co-host to the Post Game Report podcast, and he mentioned something that, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, you're right, and that was Apple. They have, when it comes to like their iPods and iPhone line and stuff like that, they have yearly iterations. So Heroic Superman made a point where he said, so if they actually made a game system, would they have yearly iterations of a game system? And the thing is, I mean, I could see his point, you know. I mean, Apple would have to basically break the mode of their business line in order to sustain a system for, you know, at least a 4 or 5 year period before their next system. Apple is always about, you know, trying to be on the cutting edge, you know, the forerunners. And if they make a game system, that means that they're going to have to basically be like, okay, here's the system. It's going to be the same way for the next 5 years. And I don't know if Apple, you know, can get into that mindset of this is going to be the hardware for the next, you know, half decade. So, but it would be an interesting to see their approach to making a game system.
It would be
I don't give a damn.
Their approach, but I don't think they should do it.
I don't think it's smart. I honestly think that you know, the most I honestly think that three systems is probably the most the market can bear. Yeah. I don't know that adding a fourth system would allow anyone to sustain the market that we have right now in the video game industry.
I think they should just stick with their apps and the iPhone.
And the iPod.
They're making a name for themselves in the portable gaming division, and that's where it should stay.
But how about this?
Monkeys.
What if it was Apple teaming up with Sony?
Why would that happen?
The thing is, I could see that. What if
monkeys flew out of my butt
now? No, seriously. I mean, what if... word came out that Sony actually was losing so much money off of PlayStation that they would actually have to combine with Apple and make their next PlayStation
and
Apple system.
Wouldn't they be at Apple's power if they're losing so much money?
Maybe.
I don't foresee that happening. If Apple was to join forces with any of the big three, Sony probably makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, if Apple jumps into the video game market, it will. I don't think it'll be a home console. It'll be a portable gaming console to rival the DS and the PSP.
And you got to think why the iPhone right now is so successful. It's not really because of Apple. It's because of everyone programming the apps
right.
for it. It's not really Apple. How many Apple apps are there actually?
Well, but the thing is, the what Apple does very well is make their devices seem like the cool things to have.
Yeah.
And if I guarantee you, if they released a portable gaming system, all of your casual gamers who are coming into the market now, who already think Apple is the go-to cool thing to have, would buy one.
Well, there'll be a lot of Apple supporters that would buy it probably, but I wouldn't do it. I mean, it may be close with that Apple tablet that I was talking about earlier.
Mm.
So,
yeah,
It's not really obviously a gaming system, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Next question: are you all buying Super Street Fighter 4?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't finish. On day one.
Yes.
Yes.
Bonus stages for the win.
Agreed. Yes. I love the return of the bonus stages.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so excited for Super Street Fighter
4. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
You know why?
No money.
Because you're a communist.
And I'm a communist, okay.
Yep. See that? See how this world works? Question number three. Girls, do you understand them? I don't.
No one ever will.
No. You can spend your whole life trying to. Yeah. You'll just go crazy.
You'll spend five lifetimes trying to. It won't happen.
Yeah.
No offense, ladies.
Next question. Is Trials HD coming to PSN?
I hope.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be.
I'd probably play it all over again.
Yeah, the PSN needs to get that.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
I mean, it finally got Peggle, which is another great game, so hopefully Trials will make its way over to the PlayStation.
I have heard nothing, though.
I'm really honestly surprised it's not on PSN. Trials is really more of a PSN-style game. It's bigger and, I don't know, it just seems to be the type of game that PSN favors, so I'm surprised it hasn't made its way over there yet.
Yeah, it's really shocking that it's not.
All right, last question. This should be easy. What's your favorite alcoholic drink?
Mudslide?
If you like pina colada.
Okay, pina colada and the mudslide. There you go.
Dude, I was just singing a song.
No, really. I like pina colada. Oh, okay, strawberry daiquiri. There you go.
You are fruity.
Strawberry daiquiri, pina colada, and mudslides.
What?
What about you, K-Dub?
I don't drink.
Lies.
I really don't. The last time I had a drink was, what, 3 years ago?
Dude, I don't think it was that long.
I think you had
a mudslide, like, about 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that for good reason.
Mudslides taste like chocolate milk.
Yes.
No, not really.
I like chocolate milk. Give me my
it
chocolate milk.
It tastes like
milk.
Chocolate milk that warms you up.
Yeah.
Warms you up.
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite alcoholic beverage. I drink whatever's there, but I don't drink much.
Yeah.
I don't drink at all, ever, period. So
I think it's been
a
while.
About fantastic or favorite drink.
It's been about 2 years for me since I last had something.
My favorite drink is Mountain Dew.
Man, we're some losers in here. We don't get drunk.
Well, that's the cool thing to do.
Aren't you cool?
Don't drink, kids.
Well, it is the cool thing around these parts.
Oh, that's sad, because I can think of so many things better to do than get stupid.
Yeah.
Come here, bitch. Stand and deliver.
Wow.
All right, I'm ready for some tweets.
Not a drinker.
You know.
Ready for some tweets?
Tweets.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, I wrote that. It's called, I Want to Rock Your Body. And then in parentheses it says, to the break of dawn.
All right, so now that we know that Carl wants to rock my body.
No, sir.
And then in the parentheses, to the break of dawn. Let's see.
Would you stop?
Man, we got a lot of tweets. I got to go back the whole page. Hold on. All right. Let's see. Some of these are just shout-outs rather than questions. H-Dogger says that this was from 6 days ago, says he's going to get ready for Monday, and he's looking forward to our show because it's the only funny thing that happens on Monday. Thank you. We appreciate that. Chuck Bartowski says, on the day you record, which is January 10th, you'd better watch Chuck. Okay. I've never watched Chuck.
Oh, so. Snap. I love
right,
Chuck.
Yeah, whatever.
That two-hour premiere happens when we're recording tonight. Well, Sunday night at 9,
gotcha.
I think. So.
Yeah, I haven't. I've never watched that show.
You need to check it out. It's a fantastic show.
And Final Fantasy VIII has mad long load times. Couldn't it be sped up on the PSP?
Mm.
One would think, but sometimes if those games aren't optimized for it, it doesn't really work out as you'd hope.
That's one of the things I really disliked about Final Fantasy VIII is that you're waiting a lot.
Yeah.
Seven.
I pity the poor fool. Don't eat my cereal.
That's a summon spell in Final Fantasy VIII, by the way.
Thing is, Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, here we go.
Moves at light speed compared to VIII.
Alicia Nee says, "Glad it ain't just me who's excited about Two Worlds 2." It's not just you. I'm excited about Two Worlds 2.
So that makes two people in the world.
I'm sure your wife's excited for it. Says, "Although I can't say I was convinced by the first one, just feeling hopeful." Yep, agreed. Wonderful too. Squeezed HE says you got. I assume it's supposed to be squeezed he, but I'm not sure.
Watch your back.
Says you should all check out a few of the IAX podcasts for the oomst. Says try I funny little carrot three heart thing to dance. So apparently we should look up I Love to Dance with the
What am I? Nerd scientist here.
Yeah. Chamarungo says, "Remember me, Tony Hawk from Wife for Christmas?"
Yeah.
Said he sold it on Craigslist for $100. Nice. Dante's Inferno and Darksiders, here I come.
Nice.
Yeah.
H-Dogger says, "Listen to the M4G podcast. It was awesomely tubular as usual. And he ate a sandwich. Woot."
Call
so,
the neighbors.
Congrats
I
on
want
the sandwich.
Them to see this.
Congrats on the sandwich.
Thank you.
I like sandwiches.
Yeah,
sandwiches
are awesome.
Thank you to Shelmo for the Follow Friday shout out.
Hey, thank you. Thank
also
yeah,
thank
you. I knew you'd be jealous.
Also, thank you to Mini76 who retweeted her shout out. Vigilante8 says, "Hi, since Mega Man 10 is coming out, I would like to hear you guys come up with a few boss names that end with man, like Dorito Man. Thanks."
Dong Man.
Dong Man? Really?
Wow.
The infinite universe for you to come up with names from, and you picked Dong Man.
Why not? They used Plug Man last game. I could be using like a doorbell.
Euphemism.
It's a doorbell. His name's Dong Man. Actually, it could be a set of twins, Ding and Dong Man.
Desk Man.
Guitar Man is what I'm waiting
man.
On.
Butt
Rock
Man.
Rock Man. Not the Japanese Rock Man, not like Mega Man Rock Man,
but a Rock Man.
Like rock and roll.
I'm glad that overshadowed Ken's Butt Sex Man.
Butt Sex Man.
Really? Dong Man and Butt Sex Man, those are your picks?
They go together.
Vacuum Man?
Wow. Vacuum, they already kind of did Vacuum Man with Dust Man.
Oh, Vacuum Cleaner Man.
Yeah, he was kind of a vacuum
cleaner. Yeah, he was a vacuum cleaner, he sucked up the dust.
How about Joke Man?
Joke Man?
Yeah. They already had Clown Man.
They Router did have man. Clown
but
Man.
But this would be Router Joke Man.
Router Man.
Internet Man.
Internet
He would just
man.
Sit there and make fun of you, but he would be too afraid to actually fight you in person. So
Fanboy Man.
Fanboy Man. I think Forum Man would be kind of funny. You'd
Who?
Be Forum Man. You'd be walking through the level, and all of a sudden there'd just be little things coming up insulting you at the bottom until you actually got to the boss, and then he would just cower in the corner.
Or how about Code Man.
Code Man?
Yeah.
It would be kind of cool to have like a Code Man or a Hacker Man or something like that.
Yeah.
That did kind of an Eternal Darkness thing where it would mess with your TV screen when you were playing or
yeah.
flip the level upside down and stuff like that.
That'd be sweet.
That would be kind of neat.
Yeah. iPhone App Man.
iPhone Man.
iPhone App Man.
No.
Coke Man. And by Coke Man, I mean Cocaine Man.
He tries to turn
snort
into
you
dust
up his nose.
And snort you.
See this big straw going across the screen?
Wow.
N4G Podcast Man.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods. You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
N4G podcast man would tell stupid jokes for 2 hours until you got too bored to fight him.
We didn't run anything into the ground today.
I know, we didn't.
Okay, have a crappy weekend. Hope your house burns down.
All right. Moving past the man's. Chuck Bartowski also says, all this Super Street Fighter 4 stuff gives me a new boner.
Boner man!
Boner man! Yeah. Says he's gotta go get paid and buy it. Who are you going to main? It's Fuerte for him still. Probably still, I still like my Shotos, even though it probably makes me a scrub. I still like Sagat and Ryu.
I'm still a Ken man.
But
sorry. Although I'm very interested in the new character, the girl character.
Yeah.
I want to see how she plays.
I definitely also plan on playing Adon, because he seems awesome. He was awesome in Alpha, so...
I'm looking forward to playing as Guy.
You like Guy?
Yeah.
I bet you do like Guy.
And you know what? Actually, it's rumored that Dudley will be making a return from Street Fighter 3.
What about Makoto?
Yeah, she's coming back too. And Ibuki. Those are the three that are still rumored to be announced.
Cool. Noice.
Let's see. H-Dogger says, I can't wait to hear the podcast tomorrow. Now everybody has to say I'm a goofy goober. Yeah. And I said it already, so now the rest of you have to say I'm a goofy goober, yeah.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm your ruler! Yeah!
I'm a goofy goober, yeah.
Surprise, surprise, surprise! I'm a goofy goober!
Surprise, surprise!
Shut up.
I think that's from SpongeBob. I'm pretty sure.
Shut up!
You're not going to say it?
No.
No.
Wow.
You know.
You rebel. Eddie Bishop says, what do you think makes a collector's edition for a game worth it? And what is the most you will pay for one?
Extra content.
Yep.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
I like the cool Assassin's Creed figurine, though.
No, that's a nice figure, but I
art
still
books
want
are cool.
Extra content.
Yeah.
The most I will pay for a collector's edition, though, after the Halo debacle, $99.
See, the most I think I would pay for it would be 70.
Yeah, I'm
or 80 maybe, depending
yeah,
on
so
if
you're
it
not
has
buying,
some really cool
you're
stuff.
You're not buying
it.
The God of War collection?
How much is it?
$99.
That does have some cool stuff. Though.
He said the max.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, we'll go with that.
See? Thing is, when it comes to...
I can bring you down!
When it comes to collector's editions, I like to have it in a box that you can still put on the shelf.
I agree with that, too, actually.
Next to your current games.
Yes, it must have the original game case in it, like Assassin's Creed did.
Yeah. And
or if it's going to have a case in it, it should have a steelbook case, like Halo 3, where it's...
Yeah.
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 It still fits on your game shelf.
Although the Halo 3 Legendary Edition came in a black case,
which
I didn't like that much.
Yeah. I also... I'm a big fan of soundtracks.
Boo.
You know what I like for RPGs? Cloth map. I'm a big fan of cloth map.
Oh my god, cloth maps are so freaking awesome.
Which you I'm surprised that them? Darksiders didn't come with one.
Cloth map? You don't really need a map.
Well, that was a little giveaway for the preview copies.
Cloth map?
Yeah.
Nice. Mm. I'm a big fan of the cloth map.
Yeah.
And you know what else
cloth
I thought was
maps.
Really cool? The Oblivion Collector's Edition came with a coin, an actual coin from the game world, which I thought was pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Which I got that, oddly enough.
The Oblivion Collector's Edition?
I remember
too.
That
you would
thing.
Think that I would, but I got that.
Well, I wouldn't think that.
Shut up. Silfo says, oh, God, this could be tough. Hey, guys, random request. Can you sing the theme song to the podcast for us? I don't know that I remember all the words.
I don't think any of us really listened to it.
Hold on,
recording.
I got it.
Hold on, I know the beginning of it.
Solo. Willy
We really need Boogeyman here to sing the theme song. But I'm pretty sure that
it
starts out
back in the day.
Back in the
day
when we played video games. They were hardcore
For the nerdy and lame.
There you go. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the
casual
ladies.
Ladies.
But that's okay, you know the score. We've told you a million times before. Playing consoles, not just games, as in the past. There you go. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G podcast. It's the N4G podcast. Yeah.
My ears are bleeding.
Sorry, yeah. Buddy, man.
Yeah, I wrote that. It's called I Want to Rock Your Body. And then in parentheses it says To the Break of Dawn.
ShotCaller33 says, what a two N4G crew. Congrats on the boy news, ZT. Yeah, big congrats to ZT on having a boy.
Well, big congrats on the Wombat for having a boy.
Yeah, thank you.
Could be a couple boys floating around.
Yeah.
This, you know.
Floating says, around. Now you and the Wombat can have races to see who has faster offspring. Which is pretty funny. We know who would win that race between me and Killer Wolverine.
K-Dub falls flat.
Because we actually had a race. Where Killer Wolverine fell flat on his face.
I wish to God we
grudge.
had smartphones back then. I'd have fucking taped that. That'd have been on YouTube.
If we were doing the show back then, that would have had a video segment all to itself.
Ready? Go.
Actually, it was like step.
It was hilarious.
I took at least one step. I didn't just fall down when it says go.
That was awesome, though.
To explain the story, we were all after a movie. We used to meet up for movies every Friday, and we'd meet at this mall near us. And we were, Zero, and Killer Wolverine were hanging out in the parking lot, in the parking garage, the parking structure, as it were.
We used to pee there.
Yeah, we did. And somebody suggested that Killer Wolverine and I should race, foot race. And so we go down to the bottom part of this parking garage, not the bottom part, but down the ramp. Uh-huh. To a lower level of the parking lot from the top where we were.
Was this the Tri-County?
Yes. And we were going to run up the slant to the top, to the roof of the parking garage where we had parked and had been standing. And so we're down at the bottom getting ready to go. Ken says go. We start going. Killer Wolverine takes one step, trips, and falls flat on his face.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not that I tripped. To be honest, it's the fact that I really didn't run and the leg just gave out.
After one step.
That was
shows you how much in shape that I was back then.
That was an all-time favorite moment of mine.
So in other words, if you were being chased by a Terminator, you'd be dead.
We'd all just have
then
to outrun Justin,
be dead, yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because back in the day, when I was in high school, I was a pretty fast runner.
Oh, man.
So it just shows you as I got older.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Was less active. That
yeah.
You take one step and I just
that's the way it
ride
works.
on the pavement.
So, yeah, apparently, Ken, once our children get old enough to walk, we're going to have to compete them against each other in a foot race.
And if K-Dub has a child, it'll fall flat,
it'll fall flat on his face.
And gladiator battles.
Indeed. I don't know. My money's on yours because you're the track star.
That's true.
Sorry.
I wasn't
yeah,
a track star.
Yeah, but your kids are never like anything that you are.
That's true.
My kid will probably be the super athlete.
Wow. That just says that your kid's going to be a big disappointment. What? Wow. You already have faith in your child.
No, I think my child's going to be a lot better than I am in different things.
Oh. At different things than he's good at. Big Day Man says, love the show. Need to know, how often do you actually finish a game before you have to move on to another? And you know what's funny? We just had that conversation earlier.
Yes, we did. I'm actually feeling good about the fact that I finished almost every game I wanted to finish this year.
Yep.
Which we won't talk about Gambus.
No.
Yeah. I wish I could say the same thing.
Yeah, you haven't finished games for like 2 years ago.
It is tough. Like,
neither is he.
It is tough when you end up with a bunch of games to play. Like, yeah. I imagine for Ken, it's very tough. Yeah. But like even when I have more than one game to review at a time, it gets tough to actually play all the games and still have time to play games that you want to. Yeah. Not that I'm whining, because that annoys the crap out of me when I see game journalists whine about how many games they have to play.
Yeah.
It's like, forget you, dude. You're getting them all for free.
Yes.
Sam in Seattle says, did I miss the N4G game night last night?
No.
No, you didn't. We still haven't done that.
I didn't know we made a play date last night.
He said he beat Resistance 2 on hard with a broken thumb.
Ooh,
wow,
wow,
that's impressive. He says, damn, that game's tough. Well, I imagine with a broken thumb it would be. But no, you didn't miss the game night. We still haven't done the game night because
we suck.
Lazy bitches. And we're terrible.
Yeah.
DJ Scruff Money says, hey guys, just want to say a quick Happy New Year since he was moving back to the university, or to uni during his show last week, or our show last week. And to thank, he wanted to thank Zero for the help setting up the podcast.
Yes.
And he says, oh, and he wants to say the Borderlands is awesome. You are correct.
Yes. Yeah. I say yes, apparently. Apparently.
It's a positive word.
Apparently.
Sam in Seattle says, do any of you have a similar broken bone game playing experience? Damn Twitter text limitations. Because he had to split it into two. I've broken my leg and my arm twice, and I can't remember. I know I played games when I broke my leg. I don't remember how many games I played when I broke my arm the last time. It's hard to play games in a full elbow cast. It's nearly impossible. So
I broke my collarbone and I was in a sling. I know that was hard to play games with.
I broke my arm one time and I had an arm in a cast, and I think I was just playing a role-playing game.
That only needs one hand, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Kind of like when you played Bayonetta.
I haven't broken any bones.
Oh, gotcha.
So I don't know.
Knock on wood.
Kill Wolverine broke my nose, and I still play video games.
I still feel bad about that. Next time, bring a better glove.
Moving on. John WUK says, hey guys, which is better, Bayonetta or Darksiders?
Ooh, snap.
I haven't played either, demo of Bayonetta.
That is a tough one.
That's totally depending on what you
want. So, answer that question. Since they came out the same day, which one would you all buy?
If I was an action gamer who was more into Devil May Cry and Ninja Gaiden, I would buy Bayonetta. If I was looking more for an adventure game, I would totally go Darksiders. But the real thing is, if you're into both games, you need to buy them both. Hmm. There's not one better than the other, I don't think. I think they're both phenomenal games.
I have to agree with you.
Well, you guys are no help then.
we really aren't when it comes to that question.
If you're not totally into super like hardcore action games, though, I totally recommend Darksiders. You have to really, really, really be into action games to really like Bayonetta.
Oh, well, since you guys are no help, Lee Kelly 1 in the next question says, hey guys, Bayonetta is awesome. So there you go.
Yes,
that's,
it is.
You know, that's all I've been hearing about Bayonetta, is how awesome it is.
It is awesome. It's an awesome game.
And then he also says, have a great show. So thank you. We appreciate that.
Down, doo-doo, down. Wow.
Muggsy333 says, love the show, guys. Best part of my week. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Says, keep up the good work. We will do our best.
We try.
DizLoudBoy916 says, congrats, Gambo, on his iPhone purchase. When will Zero Tolerance be cool like the rest of you guys and become an Apple droid?
Never.
He's staunchly against it for some reason.
I have great service. I'm not switching just for a frickin' phone. I'm sorry. I don't need the apps. I don't play the games. No purpose for me. I make phone calls.
You know, I said the same thing, though.
Yeah, but you got it for free.
Well, that's true.
So shut up. You totally would not have went out and bought one.
That's true. Well, I couldn't, if I had the money. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I had an opportunity to get exactly what you guys have without the phone over the holiday, which my Christmas present could have been an iPod Touch. I turned it down. I don't need it. It's not for me.
And then DizLoudBoy also says, who cares about Mag? I don't know if he means who cares about Mag or if anybody in the room.
Well, you're
going to
get the same
Mag
response either way. It's going to be crickets chirping.
Yeah.
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 I don't really care about Mag, to be honest.
I think that's general consensus in his room.
If it comes out and, you know, everybody says, oh, it plays really good, I might be interested.
I can guarantee you what's going to happen when
it comes
out. Granted,
I haven't played it, so.
A lot of patches.
I guarantee you when it comes out, it's going to suck at the beginning. That game won't be good for 6 months until after it's been out.
Yeah.
And that's going to be its downfall.
And when you buy it, if you buy it 6 months after it's out, how many patches do you have to download?
Oh, you'll have to download over a gig of patches.
Yeah, but it'll probably be just one big giant patch.
No, that's fine, but it'll still take 13 years.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he also says, and should you ever rate a game by comparing it to another game, or should you ever compare games, period?
You shouldn't ever rate a game
compared to
another game, but if you want to compare it, it's the best, because if somebody wants to know what it's kind of like, that's the best way to do it.
I think I think it's fair to compare games within the same genre to each other.
Yeah.
So.
You would not compare Darksiders to Bayonetta.
No.
No.
That's why we couldn't answer that question.
Right. But I think it's fair to to rate or to compare games within the same genre to each other on in terms of which one's better and which one isn't.
If they're really, really, really similar, like comparing Dante's Inferno to God of War.
Well, see, I mean, even I think I honestly think I just made a comparison last week where I said that I thought Mario Kart Wii was better than Mod Nation Racers. I mean I stick to that comparison, but they're in the same genre. They're both kart racers with weapons. So,
and they probably have similar control schemes.
Yeah, I mean the control scheme is similar. Gameplay is not, but and he says, tell people to follow me. So follow DizLaoBoy916, DizLaoBoy916.
Yeah.
There you go. Carnage1290 says, hope the show went well. It is going well so far. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to shout out and say that Bayonetta and the new Trials tracks are awesome.
Yes. I do love the Trials.
And then he says, also, since Zero and Wolverine are so into Trials, I challenge them to beat my times on the new tracks.
He laid down another challenge. He challenged us a while ago.
Yeah.
To Trials?
Yeah.
Well, he lays down the gauntlet.
So Killer Wolverine doesn't even play the tracks.
I really don't. I need to, though. But, yeah.
I've only played them each once, so maybe I'll have to go back and look at those times because... Yeah. I'm sure it won't be too hard with my skills.
Snap.
Well, he's only got that one last achievement. So.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to say he's only got that one skill.
That's it. Well, that's why my son will be so much better than me.
There you go.
I'm only good at Trials.
And that wraps up the Twitter shout-outs. Thank you to everybody that tweeted in. As always, if you're not following us, follow us at N4GPodcast. You can also follow us individually at ZTGD. At GambusCon, at Killer Wolverine, and at R. Wombold. That's W-O-M-B-O-L-D. You can also follow all of us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/WombatRP to follow me, and then the rest of the guys are on my friends list.
Yeah, don't try to go through his friends list.
Yeah.
Did you fucking see this already?
No.
You got like 400 friends on Facebook already? Do you just randomly do the same thing on Facebook? Just like search a bunch of hot chicks?
One of whom, oddly enough, yes, because one of them is my friend, and doesn't even know this motherfucker.
But she accepted his friend request. Yeah. So what does that make her? Any better than him?
No. Not really.
So, yeah.
What the hell, man? It's for your friends.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Twitter, you can do that. You can get away with it. Facebook is for people
for
you don't have contact with anymore because they're in different states, you know, from high school, and, you know, for our podcast listeners. But
hey, I just figure it this way. If so,
my friend, motherfucker.
Hey, I just figured this
way. He did
that way.
To me on Xbox Live.
Did he?
He added somebody on my friends list, and they accepted him, and he doesn't even know who it is. I was like, why is that person on your friends list? You don't even know them.
Hey. If someone's willing to say that they're a friend of me, I'll say they're a friend of mine.
Wow, you do.
So, yeah, follow. The moral of the story is follow us all on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Or friend us on Facebook.
You can follow GambusCon. He's too big for you, though.
He's too big for you, huh? That's a disturbing picture.
All of us have between 50 and 100 friends. This motherfucker's got like 400. And the difference is?
I've got 208.
He's got over. Yeah, he's got.
Still, motherfucker's been on Facebook for like a week.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? I've been on there for what, a year and a half?
But you don't really use it.
I use it for what it's meant for. To keep with people I know.
See, if people followed me, we would realize that Ohio's a different country. Go back and look that up. It's fun. It's fun.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking
about.
Well,
go back on the look at Facebook. It's fun. I put a fun little comment about that.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it would make sense if, you know, you
everybody on my friend list is either people I know in person, people I've met over the internet that are, I consider my friends, or high school people or family.
And listeners.
That's what I said, people that I've met.
That's what all mine is.
Yeah. So, I don't just randomly send messages to people I don't know.
We're looking at you, Con. Everyone's looking at you. Even Punching Bag Panda.
Punching Bag Panda judges you. Punching Bag Panda judges you.
So if anybody wants to follow me on Facebook...
He will accept your friend request.
Yeah, slapping Punching Bag Panda right now.
Yeah, it's Jason Gambrell.
I bet it is. Just look up whore.
Wow.
Wow.
Gambus, you want to get us out of here with some?
I have a shout out to the Boogeyman.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the shirt, Brian. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you for the Christmas shirts.
Yeah, those were nice shirts.
Everybody loves an Italian boy.
Oh, that's
cool. Everybody loves an Italian boy.
Italian.
Are we about ready to get out of here?
No. Yes. Okay.
Well, it was fun. I'm going to go take a nap now, and then I think I'm going to call some hospitals.
Okay. On that note,
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can't!
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.